All right. Jeez, it's almost 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it's almost that time. Guilty for the Mad Dog at 4 this afternoon.
Oh.
And then I find out that most people in the building are going to be taking off not only Thursday, but Friday as well for a four-day busman's holiday.
Oh, I'll be here Friday.
Me too. I'll be here Thursday. Not you, but I'll be here Thursday.
Yeah, I'm taking off Thursday.
I mean, why should I celebrate a holiday when it's not a holiday here, eh?
Why shouldn't I celebrate a holiday if they're going to give it to me?
Yeah, that's right. Like I said, I won't be here on Thursday. No, I wouldn't be if they had anybody to put on, but George is on vacation this week. That's George that Duff was throwing under the bus before. Wait till you hear this line. Duff says that it's the producer's job to get new copy for us. Not the salespeople's job.
What?
It's the producer's job.
To get new copy?
To go nudgy the salespeople.
I'm sorry, but Duff is...
hey, Duff.
You fairy.
That ain't going to fly here.
No, no. Who ever heard of such a thing? Huh? I've never seen a place where the sales department has so many excuses, you know, from everybody else. Oh, well, that's not our job. Copy's not our job. And servicing the account ain't our job. We're writing all this business for you. Now it's up to you guys. You
yeah,
know?
Right.
We're a bunch of schmendricks.
We're supposed to go chase down copy, huh?
Right. That's right. In fact, it's good exercise. You and I could both use it.
Yeah.
Of course, it'd be a longer run for me, but... Oh, and look, it's just as I'm saying that, here's a piece of copy from Troy. Oh, my God, this must be a mistake.
It is.
And you know what? It's an old piece of copy. He just took an old piece of copy.
I got to tell you something. 2 minutes before a break, I was handed that piece of copy, and I looked at it for the first time, and I realized it was a month old.
Month? This is years old, this one.
From October.
He just takes the same one. Yeah, October of 92.
Yeah.
Hey, Troy, you're an idiot, man. He uses good body wash, though. Wow. What's going on in this place?
I have no idea.
And then we got a deal now where they're looking for a local sales manager. And I asked Muff, I said, well, what's the story with Curtis, with that loser? Oh, he's the general sales mangler. I said, well, who's the local sales manager? Well, we don't have one. So that should explain a lot of things.
Did we ever have one?
I guess once upon a time he was the local sales manager when Screw-Ann, where your girlfriend was still there. She was the GSM.
I see.
GSM standing for Get Some Mo. Or Get Some Mo? Oh, I didn't say that, did I? By the way, Pete Rose is all bent out of shape because he's not going to be in the Hall of Fame. We've got 2,100 dead soldiers in Iraq, and Pete Rose is worried he won't be in the... You know, who cares?
He does.
Well, too bad. And how about his son? Does he care, too? Is he on the inside or the outside this week, his kid? Runs in the family. I know. I don't want to start. You're tight with Pete Rose for whatever reason.
I think Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame.
I don't really care. It's of no consequence to me. I think that's the most silly-ass crap. Who, 1,000 years from now, who's going to care whether Petey Rose is in the Hall of Fame? I think anybody that goes to the track and stacks a whole bunch of $100 bills on the table ought to be in the Hall of Shame.
That has nothing to do with his baseball playing.
If there were two palm leaves falling from a palm tree, he would bet you $1,000 which one was going to hit the ground first. And you'd then, the sad part of it is, you'd take the bet.
That's right.
I know you would. Well, which one is it?
Excuse me.
And then Tom Jickey, you're another one of your close buddies. I'm going to pick on all your buddies today for Thanksgiving. He writes about how Ted Koppel, about how Nightline is the greatest thing since sliced bread and the greatest news show. I think I've watched Nightline maybe twice in my life. He likes Ted Koppel because Tom likes short people, you know?
It is closing tonight.
Yeah.
Or tomorrow night.
Well, who cares? No, tonight.
Wednesday, whenever that is.
What, Nightline?
Yeah.
No, tonight's, well, it's Wednesday technically because it's 12:30 in the morning, I guess. But tonight's his last show.
Oh.
I believe.
Is this the show where he's going to do, he's got a weird last show.
Really?
Yeah. He's, I'm trying to remember what, oh, yeah. It's, it's all centers on that book that Mitch Albom wrote about the professor. In 1993, he did a show with that, with the teacher, Maury, that was the subject of the successful book and play.
Maury Amsterdam?
No. Thursdays with Maury.
Maury Safer?
Tuesdays
Maury
with...
Safer?
Tuesdays
Let me ask you this.
With
what
Maury.
Kind of name is Morley, anyway? I never really thought about that. What kind of a name is that?
This is Maury.
Yeah.
Tuesdays with Maury.
Yeah.
Which was a book written by Mitch Albom about his professor who was ill, and he went and visited with him every Tuesday morning and got a book out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is who Ted Koppel's last show is going to be about.
You know Soledad O'Brien, that dumb little bubblehead on CNN?
Yeah.
So about 9:45, she comes on breathlessly. They've got breaking news. You know, every time a dog has a bad BM, it's breaking news on CNN or MSNBC. Breaking news, and she comes out with a straight face and says, Jose Padilla Remember the suitcase bomber that they've been holding out for? Jose Padilla?
Yep.
Well, the soli, that's Jose Padilla. And I thought, you stupid goy, man. It's just unbelievable how many goyim there are. It's incredible. Jose Padilla. She's on worldwide television on CNN, and she's calling Jose Padilla. Even a little child knows it's Espanol, baby. It's Padilla, not Padilla, you dumb bitch. Jesus. God. It's really sad. And you wonder why Americans are so uninformed and so out of touch with reality?
Yeah.
And so obsessed with crap, like Pete Rose in the Hall of Shame? Hey, Pete, you idiot. Wonder which bimbo he's got on his arm this week.
I don't know where he is. I can't account for him today. He's in Las Vegas signing autographs.
Well, if he was in Las Vegas, you wish you were there.
$200 a rattle.
Yeah. You were telling me about that when he goes on those home shopping network things. How much cash he?
He's making a fortune.
Boy, well, when you're gambling as much away as he is, you got to make a fortune. I think maybe I'll go on home shopping. Nobody knows who I am or wants my autograph, but I'll start signing baseballs for get some more money to go back to Woodbine.
You're not going back there.
No, I am not. I called the gaming commission twice more yesterday. Two more times.
Did you get any response?
Well, the same. They got in the computer and they're going to call me. And if they don't call me, I'm calling them every single day. I'm going to call there every single day until they finally pass out or send a hitman here to take care of me. See, people think that because the mob is no longer at least officially running things in Vegas and other places where there's casino gambling, they think that everything has been cleaned up. Boy, they got a real lesson to learn. It's just more sanitized now, that's all. Stop and think about it. The number one take, like in Vegas, is, and any place there's gambling in casinos, is the slots, right, by far. That's their favorite. Now, if they really were only making 2 or 3%, that wouldn't cover anything. That wouldn't even cover the cost of the free drinks they're giving away. So you know when they got the carousels with the big signs, 97% payback, 98%, that's a pile of crap. That's a lie. They may be paying 97% back during the 4 hours a day when the machines are in the paying mode, but the other 20 hours when they're in the coma mode and paying nothing and sending you right to the commode, forget about it. They're not paying 10%. So when you're already ahead of the curve because you don't play that crap anyway. You're too smart to play slots.
One of the big issues with the slots here is how they're going to be regulated.
Yeah. Well, it's Florida, so what does that tell you?
Probably won't be.
No. At the risk of alienating all my former good friends at the Pure Mutuals, it's too bad, you know? I mean, like I said, I'm more than happy to see them in there and let all the tourists come and drop their money. I'll be all the suckers and subsidize education and the horsemen and all that. But local people don't go there.
And the money never gets to education.
Huh?
And the money never finds its way to education.
No, that's not true. It's supposed to be guaranteed in this one. It's in the wording of it, so I can't figure out how they can get around it in this one.
I'll tell you how.
Yeah.
Administrative costs, taxes.
Yeah.
55% of it comes out.
Now you're turning on our good close friends in the paramutual industry.
No, I've always thought that doing it in the name of education was a lie.
Because their product is no longer attracting people, and because of the fact that their average age of their patrons is 95 plus 10.
I'm not against slots, but I'm just saying that the do it in the name of education is subterfuge.
Well, the horsemen need the money, okay?
Yes. That's the bottom line. Thank you.
Well, I don't know.
That's the reason.
At least it's a little something, life and stuff, or a little something that has to do with life, living and breathing, a little fun for people. Just let the tourists do it. Don't you suckers go out there and get hooked on that crap.
I'll tell you why the money doesn't go to education, okay?
Yeah.
This is something I know something about this. Because if that money is earmarked for education, then the legislature will take money that previously was going to education and put it somewhere else.
I guess you can cross out the Pompano Park account, Troy. You can cross that one off your list. Go ahead. Keep going.
No, I'm not saying anything against the paramutuals. But the net is that money doesn't get there because they will take it away from education somewhere else saying, oh, we're getting this from the lottery or we're getting it. It's happened in every state.
Yeah.
It doesn't get there. It's a lie.
They seem to be doing awfully well in Delaware with it, I'll tell you that.
I'm not saying that the slots don't do well and that they don't need them. I'm just saying that do it in the name of education isn't being forthright.
Yeah.
And it's a fact.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? What happened when the lottery was going to give all that money to education?
Yeah, well, that's because it wasn't in the wording. It wasn't specific enough.
No.
Just like these people put the... the slot thing on the
ballot. You don't understand what I'm saying.
I wasn't specific enough, which is the only reason that the governor and the legislature, your fat-ass gutter, have been able to stonewall this long, because they didn't put on their Class 2 or whatever the hell it is slots. That's why they wasted 6 months arguing about, is it going to be like the crap at the Seminoles, or is it going to be like real slot machines?
That's right. But when the legislature goes to do the education budget, they will look at what's coming in from slots and say, well, we don't need to give so much to education anymore because it's coming from the slots.
That's not the fault of the slots people. That's the fault of the legislature.
That's right.
They ought to be voted out.
But
if they're voting against education, then they ought to be voted out.
That's always happening.
And they won't, because it's a cracker state. That's why.
That's a fact.
That is right. It's a cracker state with a bunch of Yahoo rednecks and old fogies who don't care about education. All they care about is the early bird dinner and the gap, the notch, whatever they call that thing, the notch.
Mm-hmm.
All I care about is my check is already in the mail. Nice going there, Duff, and Clarence, and whoever else in the counting back there. Nice going.
I've
discovered that if I nudge them enough, several days, like a week ahead of payday, all of a sudden it shows up not only on time, but early every payday. Nice going, Duff.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Well guess what,
serious.
Duff? I'm not going to go chase down copy.
No, you better get with it, man. You're not the producer. Let's see, Shy and the Beast on. The Beast could use the exercise. Send his fat ass back there.
I have Shy and Cope. They're the producers.
Yeah. Well, what's Beast title?
He's Pain the update the guy.
UM apologist? Is that the UM apologist?
/ updates.
Yeah.
Bobby Levitating! And he's a designated Mo hater.
Oh, and well, he's got good reason for that.
Yeah, we all do.
I'm not going to apologize with that Beast. He thinks he's going to make up with me. He's got another thought coming. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Really, very sad. Oh, look at that. Atlanta fire rescue crews are trying to rescue a trapped man in Atlanta. There's more breaking news. He's in a manhole or a woman hole or something like that. And then, of course, we got the Jose Padilla. Man, it is really scary what's going on in the world today, especially the fact that CNN is on the air.
I hope you have a nice Thanksgiving, but I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, I'll be here tomorrow, and I'll be here Friday. So, Thursday. Now, Thursday, you better watch it, because otherwise, if you don't mind your P's and Q's on Thursday. Now, where are you going to be eating? With relatives on Thursday or like in the Rascal House?
No, I'm not going to Rascal House. I'm going to
Where are you going to go for Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday?
A friend of mine's family's house.
Oh, no.
I go there every year.
Watch out for the cranberries, man. Send your blood sugar skyrocketing and that stuffing all carbs. You know, Josh was saying to me yesterday about he doesn't know from stuffing. I guess that's a Goyisha thing, you know?
He doesn't get stuffing?
No, I said stuffing's not my favorite part of Thanksgiving.
Oh, it's the best.
Of course. Anybody knows that. So I told him either his mother's a lousy cook or his boyfriend or both.
I'm going to take this up with your mother, Josh.
Yeah.
How can you not have stuffing on Thanksgiving?
We definitely do. I just said it wasn't my favorite
He doesn't
part
like it.
Oh, you don't like
deal.
It.
I love stuffing. Because he's never had really good stuffing, you know?
The stuffing is the best the next day when it's cold.
That is absolutely correct. Oh, brother. See, leave it to the Jews to know their stuffing.
In fact,
look at me and Hank. Nobody's stuffed like us.
We've been stuffed pretty
we
good.
We are stuffed. Have a great Wednesday, whatever day it is.
You too, Neil.
And the people at the Premier Mutual say, well, we'll see you soon.
It's time to get it on.
Coming up tonight on Inside the Behind, the True Hollywood Celebrity Music Biography Profile Story. First, there was Band-Aid, a bunch of lame-ass British people raising money for charity. Well, no bunch of limeys are going to make America look bad. Not when we can upchuck something like USA for Africa.
We are the world. We are
Bob Dylan was one of the many legendary artists who performed on We Are the World. He speaks here through a translator.
Basically, nothing says we care about hunger more than a bunch of rich rock stars taking 15 minutes of their valuable time to sing and eat catered food.
Oh, yeah, the food for USA for Africa was freaking unbelievable.
Billy Joel, who would go on to fame as a drunk driver, was also there.
They had this shrimp wrapped in bacon thing. I don't know what they did to it. Maybe they marinated it in something, but man, cool, I can taste it.
Huey Lewis agreed.
Oh, definitely. What I remember most about coming together to fight hunger in Africa was the Bavarian mint strudel.
Bruce Springsteen was there as well. Here, he speaks through a translator.
Basically, we wanted to show the British that when it comes to bringing a bunch of jerk-off celebrities together to raise money for charity, USA kicks ass.
USA for Africa. It was all about getting food to the people who need it. And eventually getting it to poor people, too. It's a big, juicy, sopping wet look at show business. Tonight, on Inside.
Look at that already, 10:15. My God, we're like way the hell over. But I do have to remind you that years ago I told a story on the air. I was at Le Grand Hotel in Rome, and they were having a conference on world hunger. And I came back into my room that night, and out in the hallway, I mean, all the special guests from all these countries all around the world were on one floor. It happened to be my floor. And out in the hallway were all these carts with all these huge plates with uneaten mounds of pasta and all this other crap. It was a beautiful thing. It's a conference on world starvation. I bet you all those people in, like, Bangladesh would have just gone nuts for that pasta there. Pasta la pasta. But nonetheless. 10:15 at 560 WQM. It's a Tuesday. We got the Mo Meister at 2. Geldy for Mad Dog at 4. Mad Dog doesn't want to, like, overdo it on Thanksgiving week. Hurricanes warm-up at 70. Hurricanes basketball against North Carolina AT&T. A&T at 7:30 and then AK after the basketball game. That should be a real barn burner, shouldn't it? North Carolina A&T. What is that, like a little girls' team?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they lost that game on the football game, so they got to, like, beat up on some little girls' team, make them feel better about themselves, like real He-Man.
Rogers.
God.
Shirley, you've got all the Harry Potter books, and you've got the Harry Potter home splenectomy kit, but now you got to get the Harry Potter pet proctology kit.
Man, that thing's great.
Check out your cat.
Dog.
Sheep. Crocodile.
What the fuck is this? Hey.
The Harry Potter pet proctology kit.
Barnyard edition sold separately.
Wow, how did my Hot Wheels car get inside of Misty? My tricycle.
20 after 10, we got another choice for the poll today you guys better put on there. A bunch of man-made crap. How's that?
Okay.
Got it? A bunch of man-made crap. Well, I want to give some additional choices on there on our religion poll today, especially a couple days before Thanksgiving. Although I don't see what religion and Thanksgiving have to do with each other.
None.
Do you? It's not like the Last Supper.
Nope.
I don't know that the pilgrims, well, the pilgrims supposedly came to America to get away from religious persecution, and they started persecuting everybody else. Oh, so anyway, Padilla, That was the epitome of what's going on with CNN right now, okay? They might as well, like I've been telling you for 2 years, take their towers and just take them out. When in doubt, take them out, like Pat Robertson would say. When in doubt, take them out. Just ridiculous. They got a bunch of bubbleheads on there. Wouldn't know Jose. They wouldn't know Padilla from Mencia. Suspected dirty bomber Jose Padilla has been finally indicted on criminal charges in Miami. Attorney General Alberto the Torturer Gonzalez was expected to discuss the indictment at a news conference in Washington. He's been held for like 500 years, more than 3 years, until they could finally drum up some charge against him. He had that suitcase, you know. He was going to let go of a dirty bomb. Yeah, all of us have let go of a dirty bomb sometime in our life, probably recently, you know what? Why is it I'm always next to somebody who just let go with a dirty bomb?
Because you're playing those slots.
Yeah, that must be it. Not no mo. Not in that joint. Anyway, even though Miguel is there till noon, then he has to go do his... Oh, you know who died?
Who died?
I forgot to mention this to Hank. He would know because he's an old coot like me. Link Wray.
Who?
He died in Copenhagen. See, you wouldn't know. Neither one of you guys would know. The guitar master, Link Wray, father of the power chord in rock and roll, inspired such legends as Bruce Springsteen, David Bowie, and Peter Townsend, has died. He was 76. I bet you Book of Brian is... in fact, you know, somewhere in here I've got that... what was the big hit? Rumble. I've got Rumble in here by Link Wray somewheres. In fact, maybe I'll take a half an hour and let you guys do the show while I look for it. Wray died November 5th, on my birthday, no less. Oh, no, at his home in Copenhagen, and his wife and son said on his website, no cause of death was given, but his family said his heart was getting tired. Oh. He was buried Friday, last Friday, after a service at Copenhagen's Christian Church. While playing guitar, he often told the audience, God is playing my guitar, I'm with God when I play, his wife Olive and son Oliver Christian wrote. We saw you go with God, you were smiling. Wray, who played in his trademark leather jacket, developed a style considered the blueprint for heavy metal and punk music. He's best known for his 58 instrumental Rumble, 59 Rawhide, and 63 Jack the Ripper. Remember Rawhide? I got that here somewhere too.
Of course.
His music's been featured in movies including Pulp Fiction, Independence Day, and Desperado. He was born in North Carolina. He was three-quarters Shawnee Indian. Is said to have inspired many other rock musicians, including Townsend of the Who, Springsteen, Bowie, Bob Dylan, Steve Van Zandt. All have been quoted as saying that Wray and Rumble inspired them to become musicians. He is the king. If it hadn't been for Link Wray and Rumble, I never would have picked up a guitar, Townsend wrote on one of Ray's albums. Neil Young once said, good Canadian boy Neil Young said, if I could go back in time and see any band, it would be Link Wray and the Raymen. That was it. Link Wray and the Raymen. Remember Rayman in that movie?
Rayman?
Oh, Rayman, yeah. The power chord, a thundering sound created by playing fifths, two notes, five notes apart, often with lower note doubled on an octave above, became a favorite among rock players. Wray claimed because he was too slow to be a whiz on the guitar, he had to invent sounds. When recording rumble, he created the fuzz tone by punching holes in his amplifiers to produce a dark rumbling sound.
Yeah,
like that. Took off instantly, but it was banned by some DJs in big cities for seemingly suggest teen violence. I was looking for something that Chet Atkins wasn't doing, that all the jazz kings weren't doing, that all the country pickers weren't doing. I was looking for my own sound, he said, and he did. How do you like that? Throughout, though he went out of style in the 60s, he was rediscovered by later generations. He toured the U.S. and Canada since the mid-1990s, playing 40 shows this year. In 2002, Guitar World magazine elected Ray as one of the 100 greatest guitarists of all time. In 87, he moved to Denmark and married Olive Julie Pavesen. They raised their son in a three-story house on an island where Hans Christian Andersen once lived. Isn't that wonderful? And they probably were there at that little miniature park. What the hell's the name of that little amusement park there in Copenhagen? Come on. Tivoli Gardens.
There you go.
You guys better get with it. You better get your pasaporto, man, and start traveling the world and see what life is really all about.
All right. That raised. You start increasing those checks,
and I will. You go to Copenhagen and see that there's a 7-Eleven on every street corner, and you'll say, why? And the answer is because they feel like it. Only their 7-Elevens, they actually serve pizza. Do you know that?
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, those people, those Danish, man, oh, man, there ain't nothing like a Danish, and I'm not talking about pastry either. Wow. Anyway, I got a great, that's why I call them the Great Danes. So I got an article I have to read in spite of the fact Miguel is there. In fact, you know what, I got several that I might read, and you know what, too bad if you don't like it. I don't care. You just go back and get some more copy. Great job by Miguel this morning. You whip it at sales department into shape.
Oh!
It's George's job, and somebody had to do it. Doug Thompson writes, before we get to the polls and all this other crap, Doug Thompson from Capitol Hill Blue. A gutless, draft-dodging coward named Dick Cheney. Now, that might probably even inspire Miguel to hear it. No?
I'm with him.
The last thing we need in the increasingly bitter Iraq debate, he says, is a gutless, draft-dodging coward like Dick Cheney criticizing those who did serve their country. The vice president, who used multiple deferments to avoid serving his country during Vietnam, jumped into the fray big time last week and again on Monday with an acrid broadside against those who properly questioned the president's motives for dragging the country into the bloody dead-end called Iraq. This is revisionism of the most corrupt and shameless variety, Cheney said yesterday. It has no place anywhere in American politics. Sorry, Dickie boy, but it is you and your cronies at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue who have no place anywhere in American politics. It's hypocrites like you, you shameless, cowardly son of a bitch, who should be led from the White House in chains and locked away somewhere in hellhole to rot for eternity. American politics is cursed with chicken-hawk politicians who do everything in their power to avoid serving their country and then vote to send other Americans to fight and die for their questionable wars. Bill Clinton used falsified documents to secure and keep his student deferments in place. Congress is littered with false patriots, Republican and Democrat alike, who avoided military service. And the biggest warmonger of them all, George W. Bush, needed daddy's connections to ride out the war at home and the safety of the Texas Air National Guard and couldn't even complete that service. But Cheney's hypocrisy goes even further because his tirade on Monday was aimed primarily at Congressman John Murtha, the Pennsylvania Democrat who did serve his country, spending 37 years in the Marines before retiring as a colonel from the reserves and earning a Bronze Star and two Purple Hearts in Vietnam. Murtha, one of the most hawkish Democrats in Congress, has, like so many other Americans, realized he was had by the many deceptions of the Bush administration leading up to the invasion of Iraq and has called for immediate withdrawal of our troops from the debacle that has cost more than 2,000 Americans, 2,097, by the way, and countless Iraqi civilians their lives. Murtha calls the Iraq War a flawed policy wrapped in an illusion. The future of our country is at risk. We cannot continue on the present course. It's evident that continued military action in Iraq is not in the best interest of the U.S., the Iraqi people, or the Persian Gulf region, he'd be saying. Strong words from somebody who voted to give Bush the authority to invade Iraq, but words that come from someone who understands war a hell of a lot better than the cowards in the White House. Strong words from someone who's been there and faced death for his country, something that a draft dodger like Dick Cheney can never, ever understand. It's bad enough when Bush uses Veterans Day, a holiday where we're supposed to honor those who served our country, to spread his Iraq invasion propaganda and criticize those who dare question his failed policies. As Americans, we have the freedom to agree or disagree with war, but it's our duty to serve her when she calls. Draft dodgers are the worst kind of traitors to our country. They avoided the call and are nothing but despicable. Dick Cheney is a coward and a liar who represents an administration run by crooks and frauds. When I see someone like that criticizing someone who served their country in war, someone twice wounded on the battlefield, I consider the source. And in this case, the source is nothing more than white, lying, draft-dodging trash. To use one of your own favorite phrases, Mr. Vice President, we suggest you just F off. How do you like that? See, I told you that was worth listening to. Nice going, Doug Thompson, who always beats right around the bush. 1028 at 560 WQM.
Good morning, Americans. It's Paul Harvey. Stand by for news. A man is sitting at a bar one night wearing a fancy new wristwatch covered with buttons and lights and dials. Oh, my. The woman next to him says, wow, that's a really fancy watch. Sir, Thank you, the man says. It's the cutting edge of technology. I can telepathically ask this watch anything I want to know, and it will answer me telepathically. Rubbish, says the girl. No, it's true, the man replies. Look, I'll tell you what, I'll prove it. I'll ask it if you have any panties on. The man scrunches up his eyes for a moment as if concentrating hard to talk to his watch and then opens them and says, nope, it says you haven't got panties on. The woman says, well, it's wrong. I do have panties on. And the man replies, damn it, it's an hour fast. Now page two. Mom and Dad trying to console Susie, whose dog had recently died. You know, Mom said, it's not your fault the dog died, Susie. He's probably up in heaven right now having a grand old time with God. And Susie said, what would God want with a dead dog? Paul Harvey. Good day.
Nasty. 26 before 11 at 560. And, of course, here's more of the same that you keep faxing me stuff that we had on ages ago. The first fax I think came off the fax machine early this morning was one with a Bob Graham story that we had on our website yesterday. Remember that story, Josh?
I do.
Yeah, somebody faxes that to us. As if, see, go to the neilrogers.com, and then you don't have to waste all your fax paper and ours, too. And then here's somebody, I just did the Link Ray thing, Diane, so somebody sends me Len Dressler, the Jolly Green Giant. How many weeks ago did we have that on? Remember that?
More like a month ago. Yeah.
Yeah. He died October 16th. We already had, well, what do you tell me more than a month? Who sent this to me? Who faxed this?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Pathetic. Okay, here's the results from yesterday's poll. 1,912 votes yesterday. What the hell was that all about? Boy, they liked that poll. You want to know why? Because it had to do with hate. Like that. And they were in a sour mood after all those Miami teams lost those games and got embarrassed and degraded over the weekend. What college or professional sports team do you hate the most? Hate being underlined the operative word. Hate! New York Yankees, 325. They won fairly comfortably after having early set two with the Jets. 325 for the Yankees, 274 for the Jets. Not even close. Notre Dame, a very respectable turd, 203. I hate sports, 184, the usual 9.6%. So that 9.6%, you can't get through to them, whether it's tiddlywinks or badminton or whatever. They just hate it. Even curling. Florida Gators, 171. I told you they'd move way up there, didn't I? Yes. UM Hurricanes, right on a Gator's ass, 166. And the Miami Dolphins, right on a Hurricane's ass, 136. FSU, 93. The Dallas Cowboys, 64. The Boston Red Sox, 61, who have become, along with their fans, very arrogant since winning that championship a couple seasons ago. Very arrogant. The New England Patriots, 51, which is pure jealousy for sure. Michigan Wolverines, 41, deserving to be hated, despised. Ohio State, 40. Buffalo Bills, only 25. You want to know why the Bills aren't like so much snowmo? Because they've been so bad for so long now that it's kind of hard to hate a team that's like fallen on bad time.
Yeah, it's old news.
That's right. New York Knicks, 19. Philadelphia Eagles, 17, with or without T.O., Oakland Raiders, 13. Pittsburgh Steelers, 11. New York Rangers, 10. It was the only hockey team to make the list, of course. Penn State, 5. And the Chicago Bears had 3. Solamente tres. I wonder if Jose Padilla hates the Bears. When she said Jose Padilla, that was about the end for me. I just about slid off the chair, out of the flow. You're on worldwide television, honey. Millions of people could be watching, although probably only about 10,000 really are, because who's going to waste their time with a bunch of crap like that, especially when they got Rick Sanchez on there in the morning all this week. Oh, God, are they punishing us or what?
Yes.
Wow. Maniacs. Okay, now that's the heavy-duty stuff. The poll today, which we've done this a long time ago, as a matter of fact, long ago, but I figure with Thanksgiving come up on Thursday.
Speaking of Thanksgiving.
Religion is everywhere. Huh?
Speaking of Thanksgiving.
Yes?
We apparently have, Power 96 people are giving away a bunch of turkeys downstairs, and there is a line that's unbelievable.
Let me ask you this: how come Power 96 has got turkeys to give away, and we got squat? We don't even have tickets to Link Ray's funeral to give away.
Maybe we'll give away like Mo T-shirts. We could form a line. You think?
No, we won't give away Mo T-shirts. We'll give away no T-shirts. That's what we give away on QM. That's our budget. Just ask Miguel; he'll tell you his big promotional budget there. How many cents is it?
About 30, man.
About 30 cents. You heard of 50 cents. We got 30 cents. That is embarrassing. They're giving away turkeys on Power 96. We get nothing. It's not a zippity-doo-dah. And that's because you guys are making the big bucks. They can't afford it.
Is that right?
I don't know. Seriously, how embarrassing is that? In other words, we don't want to be grateful and thankful to our fine audience. Power 96, a bunch of punks, a bunch of drug addicts over there listening to Power 96, probably shooting up heroin in the parking lot while they're waiting to get their turkey. God almighty. And this is the best we can do for our people. We want some turkeys now. Our audience deserves turkeys, okay? And the problem is we got a bunch of turkeys running this joint. That's why we got nothing to give away. Nothing. Empty-handed. Remember what Sonny said about his brother coming out of the tea room with just his turkey in his hand. Boy, oh boy, this is bad. Anyway, the poll today about religion, and now I feel that's bad news. So they're lined up from there all the way up to County Line Road, all the way to the stadium, probably.
Yeah, the Hammer came in and said that the line is absurd.
How many did he get?
Man.
Yeah. How many turkeys did the Hammer abscond with?
Nine.
That wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, he's probably just going to take them over to his friends for, they'll all be gone by Thursday. 497, religion is a man-made creed. Now, you didn't put on there what I told you, but that's okay, because, you know, you already did your tough thing for today. Miguel's just killing time till noon, sending me faxes of stuff that we had on a month ago. Religion is a man-made crutch for weak people, 208. Can there be any doubt? Moderately important to me, 92. Well, that's very sad. A great tax-free scam, 82. Yeah, why didn't we think it up? Not very important in my life, 73, and very important in my life, 42, and I feel so badly for you people. I feel so bad that you're so weak in it, you're brainwashing your children and making them go to Catholic school and get molested by the priest, or making them go to shul and get all those stupid and put on the little skull cap so the kids can laugh at them, and putting those tefillin on and practically cutting off their circulation. How about poor Yuri Fisher in that Red Wing game last night? Had a heart seizure, and his heart actually stopped. Jeez. So they called the game off and sent everybody home. And he's okay. He went to the hospital, comes to find out he had a congenital heart defect.
Freeway chase.
For what?
Arizona.
There's a freeway chase. What channel are you on?
CNN. Headline News.
Oh, on Headline News, because on a regular CNN, they got a bunch of, they're in some kind of, I guess they're in a break.
Oh.
Chase in Arizona. Look at that. Oh, well, that we saw about 2 seconds of that.
Yeah, that was
Who's
great.
This ugly kid?
Hillsdale, Michigan.
Oh, Hillsdale, Michigan. You and I once worked at a radio station in Hillsdale, Michigan for a week.
That
this
good,
is
huh?
a true story. I don't remember the call letters. I was working in Albion, Michigan, and I left because I got an offer instead of $75 a week, got $80 a week. So I went to a station in Hillsdale, Michigan, which is like in south central Michigan, town of about 400 people, maybe 10 people. And anyway, so they had, back in those days, there were no such thing as carts, and there was certainly no audio vault or any of this other stuff. So the spots were like either on big disc or they had this real funky kind of a thing. I don't know how to describe it. It was like an old cylinder recorder where the spots recorded on it. And the breaks were so long that it would take you like, in between the breaks, you just barely get, while you're playing a record, you could just barely get the next bunch of spots queued up for the next break. And after the first day, I was ready, like, for a cardiac arrest. I was like, what kind of a crazy place is this? Unbelievable. So I worked there a week, and then I went back to Albion. W-A-L-M, Albion, Michigan, man. That was it. Home of Durwood Carnes, who was our 400-year-old program director. Durwood Carnes. I remember one time he had, like, a bad bout of diarrhea, and he was scheduled to come down to do the news at 11 o'clock in the morning, and he came down pulling his pants off. This guy weighed about 280 pounds.
That's a sight.
Yeah. And here's Durwood coming, flopping down, almost fell down the stairs from the tea room up there, And I sure hope he had finished all the business, too, by the way. I don't know. I smelled something bad in there. So that's our poll is about religion, you heathen bastards, you. And that's it. All the hatred in the world. Look at it right now. The Middle East, over there in Iraq. You got the Sunnis and the Kurds and the Ways and the Shiites and, oh, geez, and Northern Ireland and all of this stuff. And let me say it again. The Israelis, those aren't the kind of Jews that I ever grew up with.
This is Neil Rogers. This is 560 QAM.
I've ever seen.
Some stuffing the turkey.
Stuffing the turkey? That was the biggest turkey they had at Wilson Farms. 26 pounds.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
Happy gobble, gobble, y'all.
Why, it's a Thanksgiving. It's not a gather.
Where's the cranberry sauce? Where's the pumpkin pie?
Quick, go and set your turkey free.
Some as free as a bird.
This is supposed to be the big finale when the turkey jumps through the ring of fire.
Yeah, a turkey that could do tricks.
Yeah, that turkey sucks.
What do you mean you cooked the turkey?
We're preparing a Thanksgiving feast.
Bring in the turkey.
You put our national bird in the oven.
And where, pray, is our beautiful trick-performing turkey?
What the hell is that? It's a turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
Well, I cooked the turkey.
Yeah, I have to admit it. George is right. I got to start watching South Park again. See, yeah. I admit that on a day when he's not there. He's on vacation. It would be bad to do it when he's there. 526 votes on a poll, which it's only 1047. You see where we're going with this today again? Wouldn't that be something?
It would be.
If we could get 1,000 votes on our poll every day during Thanksgiving week, it'll never happen Thursday. Even though Josh Cordes and I will be here on Thursday.
That's right.
We're the only ones of the regular staff going to be here on Thursday working our asses off to try to entertain you folks. We'll play the rack. play like some great Link Ray music all day. Play the Jolly Green Giant. In fact, what do we got on Thursday? We got the Beast and Shy and Cope in the morning for the Humper.
Oh, by the way, Bo Camper is with Gildy today.
Gildy and Bo? How do you know?
Because Josh.
What about Mo?
Me.
Following Mo, it's Gildy and Bo. So don't be a schmo. Gildy and Bo. Now, what kind of a pairing is that? I don't know, is that like the Beauty and the Beast, or is that like Squeaky and something? See what I'm saying?
Close enough.
You got the one little squeaky guy, and then you got the guy with a big 7-foot guy, the Jolly Green Giant, the Jolly White Giant, Kim Bo Camper. Don't mess with a Bo Camper, man. He'll take that cow from in front of University Dodge and stick it where your moon don't shine.
Rectum.
That's right. Anyway, what I was starting to say is Thursday, before you interrupted me with the thrilling news about Bo being out with Gildy. That'll like decrease the squeak factor anyway for a couple of hours for you. 3 hours. Oh, geez. Thursday, Beast and Shy and Cope. How come it's got Shy and, well, okay. And then you got Us 10 to 2, and then Jesse and Todd K. Now, Jesse Agler, is that his name?
That's yeah. Right.
And, of course, Todd, which, well, what can you say about Todd?
You fairy.
From 2 to 4. And then Curtis and Lenny Martez, 4 to 7. What a lineup on Thursday, man. It'll make you something to be thankful for, and that is that those guys aren't on every other day.
I'm Todd Kelleher.
Yeah. It'll make you very thankful that you don't have to listen to that crap all the other days of the week. Believe you me. Thankful for the rest of us. So speaking of religious crap, I got a couple of stories. I don't want to overdo the stories because Miguel will get ready to start rattling his spear and taking a spoon and, like a little child, banging it on the table there.
He's reading it.
See, I told you yesterday I wasn't going to read anymore. Well, guess what? I'll do whatever the hell I want. How do you like that?
Well, he's on the cell.
He's on his cell? He ought to be in one. The former vicar general of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Phoenix was arrested yesterday on charges he fondled boys and young men and asked them prying questions about their sex lives that he pretended were part of confession. Well, you know, what's unique about that? That's what all that confession's all about. You're sitting on the one side of the booth telling all kinds of, like, personal crap, which is nobody's business, and the priest is on the other side, like that.
Yeah, where's his hand?
You want to get joiced right before the holidays?
By the way.
Yes?
That was Powers promotion guy, and those turkeys are open to QAM listeners as well. They're more than invited, more than welcome.
Well, how does this work? How many are there?
I guess they got a truck full.
Well, but how many is a truck full? See, I don't want to invite our listeners to come on down now and get in that long line and then find out that there's only like 10 more. That's probably what they're pulling on us.
Well, if there were 10 more, I wouldn't have gotten the call.
What?
If there was 10 more.
Well, how about how many are there? Do we have any idea?
I'll make another call.
Yeah, make another call and find out before I go on here and say, hey, everybody come down and get a free turkey from your good friends at QAM thanks to the fact we're stepchildren to Power 96. I got news for you folks at Power 96. If you had anybody over the age of 15 listening to your radio station, it would be a major miracle, okay? In fact, if you had anybody with an IQ over 15 listening, it would be an even bigger miracle. But thanks for the turkeys. Hank says he'll come back and get one. Can I get back to my story about this child molesting priest?
Yeah, how's that coming?
Monsignor Dale Fushick, 53, becomes one of the highest-ranking priests to be charged in the sex scandal that's engulfed the church. And you notice you're not hearing anything about this story at all?
I know what I did hear, that they just had, they started with 1,000 turkeys.
There are about 500 to 600 left.
Oh, 500 to 600 left, no problem. So if the line doesn't look to be too long, come on down to QM, corner of Northwest 2nd Avenue and whatever it is, 441.
Next to the KFC.
Right in the kitty corner of the KFC, in that ugly white building there on the corner, where it looks like it used to be a bank and used to be a, what you call it? Credit union, but they robbed it so many times they had to close the credit union down.
Yeah,
well,
gone.
You're laughing, but it's a true story.
It's true.
It's a damn true story, man. Credit. Yeah, we got your credit. The vicar general is the highest-ranking administrator of a diocese next to the bishop. Fushick was charged with 3 counts of assault. That's assault. 5 of contributing to the delinquency of a minor, 2 of indecent exposure. All are misdemeanors, punishable by more than 3 years and 9 months in all. Fushick used a relationship of trust to perform criminal acts, including but not limited to sexual activities, improper sexual discussion, and physical contact upon vulnerable minor and adult victims, prosecutors said. They said Fushick committed the acts between 1984 and 94 at St. Timothy's Catholic Church in Mesa, Arizona, or on property belonging to the church. The alleged victims were 7 young men and boys. Fushick resigned as pastor of St. Timothy's in April after somebody claimed to have recovered a repressed memory involving sexual improprieties by Fushick in 85. He's denied the allegations and remains on administrative leave. His attorney, Michael Manning, is out of the country, couldn't immediately be reached for comment. Michael Horan, an attorney for the diocese, said the church knew of one of the alleged victims because it had settled with him previously, but they, in other words, paid him off. See, when they talk about the church settling, that has to do with paying people off.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, look at this, a plea deal in the Tampa student sex case, teacher
Deborah LaFleur.
And as we check...
Oh, there's Mrs. Limbaugh. We missed that story. We'll find it. Do we really care about that?
No.
No. Maricopa attorney Andrew Thomas said the priest conducted sham confessions in which he extracted details about people's sex lives for his own gratification. Thomas said the diocese has been cooperative. I've been impressed by the overall atmosphere that's been projected by the new bishop, who's wearing really nifty overalls. Prosecutors had clashed with the diocese over sex abuse allegations when it was headed by Bishop Thomas O'Brien, who resigned in 2003 after being arrested in a deadly hit-and-run. Oh, I remember that. Remember that? Fuchsik was O'Brien's top aide at the time. The diocese is now headed by Bishop Thomas Olmsted. I wonder if he's related to Bert Olmsted, who used to play for the Leafs and the Canadiens, but I doubt it. And speaking of crazy religion, this here's another good one for you. I don't want to dwell on this religious crap, but never a better time than the holidays. And all you kids out there, don't let your parents lie to you about that Santa Claus crap for Christmas either, okay? There ain't no Santa Claus, there ain't no Tooth Fairy, and there sure as hell ain't no boogeyman under the bed. The boogeyman's in the White House. Or it's at Casey's house, could be. Don't be playing that. See, if George was there, he'd have that playing already. Oh, in fact, if George was there, we'd already been playing Rumble by Link Ray.
Well, you heard your Jolly Green Giant.
What?
Weren't you listening to Jolly Green Giant?
No, I was not. That's old news. We don't care about that. That's ancient news. You shouldn't have sent me that fax. We had that on like a month ago when it happened, when a guy died.
So what about Casey? Which one are you looking for?
Boogeyman. And what about Link Ray and Rumble?
He's got no Link Ray in here.
What is it?
There's no Link Ray in here.
Well, there's definitely is Casey in there, Boogeyman. Trust me when I tell you, the Boogeyman is in the DCS. It's in whatever he's got it in, the MP3. It's in the freezer. Jerry Falwell is going off the deep ends again. How do you like that? June Allison is really impressed. Crazy person. Can you say crazy, little boy? Evangelical Christian pastor Jerry Falwell has a message for Americans when it comes to celebrating Christmas this year. You're either with us or you're against us. Aha! More Farbissin are going on our ass. Falwell is the power of his 24,000-member congregation behind the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign, an effort led by the conservative legal organization Liberty Council, a bunch of Nazis if there ever was. The group promises to file suit against anyone who spreads what it sees as misinformation about how Christmas can be celebrated in schools and public spaces. The 8,000 members... There it is. Hey, Casey!
You fairy!
That's enough. The 8,000 members of the Christian Educators Association International will be the campaign's eyes and ears in the nation's public schools. They'll be reporting to 750 Liberty Council lawyers who are ready to pounce if, for example, a teacher is muzzled from leading the third graders in Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Is that the Miami Herald?
Yeah,
Herald Angels Sing My Ass. An additional 800 attorneys from another conservative legal group, the Alliance Defense Fund, are standing by as part of a similar effort, the Christmas Project. Its slogan, Merry Christmas, it's okay to say it. Okay.
Okay.
To say it. Fanning the Yule log of discontent against what the Liberty Council calls Grinches like the ACLU are evangelical-led organizations, including the 150,000-member American Family Association. It's called for a boycott of Target stores next weekend. The chain's crime, according to this group, is a ban on the use of Merry Christmas in stores, an accusation the chain denies. On his show last week, Fox News commentator Bill O'Reilly offered a list of other retailers that he says refused to use Merry Christmas in their store advertising. Is that before or after he finished with his heavy breathing? It's a long story, which I'll continue because it's too good to let just hang. You know, we don't want to let it hang. 555. You realize that we're like 5/6 of the way to 666 on the poll.
Ooh.
This heathen crowd, you're going to burn in hell, I'll tell you, but I'll see you there. Religion is a man-made crutch for weak people, 230. Moderately important to me, 100. Yeah. A great tax-free scam, 95. Not very important in my life, 79. And very important in my life, 51 Getchkies out there.
This is Neil Rogers. This is 560 QAM.
This is the Neil Rogers Show. This is your brain. Any questions?
Uh-oh. Well, I'm Jerry Falwell on the right hand of God. And when I woke up today, I put my TV on, and instead of Kathy Lee or CNN, I saw a purple creature with a gay sign on his head. It was an upside down triangle purple pinky winky.
Upside down triangle purple pinky winky.
Upside down triangle purple pinky winky. Hey, Teletubbies. Well, just when I thought things couldn't get worse, I noticed he was carrying a little purse. Now, how can they call this a children's show?
I may be purple, but I have a brown hole.
He has an upside down triangle purple pinky winky.
Upside down triangle purple pinky winky. I'd love to train your
purple tinky winky, yay, Teletubby. Well, most of our Christian kind is hard to believe, but on the Teletubby's tummy is a TV screen. It had a purple penis pointing straight at me that was blowing a noise through the hole in the thing.
What a nice job I did there, too, on a little, yeah. We sure wouldn't want to say balls, would we? No. 1102, there's Alberto the Torturer Gonzalez talking about terrorism, and of course the timing of this is most interesting and amusing. There's Jose Padilla, as that Croatia Cup Soledad O'Brien said this morning. Right there in front of at least 10,000 people, Jose Padilla. Oh, that is just so sad. Man, before I finish with the Jerry Falwell crap,
yeah.
Faribault, Minnesota. A trip to the restroom resulted in a trip to the hospital for a Bloomington, Minnesota man who accidentally shot himself in the hand over the weekend at a gun show. All right. Faribault Police Sergeant Richard Larson said the 59-year-old man shot himself by removing his gun from a hook in the bathroom stall while attending the 31st annual Faribault Rifle and Pistol Club gun show on Sunday morning. Don't you think the Lord had something to do with that? That'll teach you to go to a gun show, you idiot, you lunatic, you gun hugger. The man was taken to a local hospital, treated and released by Sunday afternoon. The gun show was at the National Guard Armory on Saturday and Sunday. I'm really sorry you missed it.
Stupid.
Did you miss it?
Yeah.
There's Jose Padilla. There's Alberto the Torturer.
That operated in the United States.
And yeah, okay, whatever you say. We don't believe you. You're full of crap. So anyway, getting back to Jerry Falwell. In signing on to Friend or Foe this month, Falwell urged the 500,000 recipients of his weekly Falwell Confidential email to draw a line in the sand and resist bullying tactics of the ACLU and others who intimidate school and government officials by spreading misinformation about Christmas. Oh, gee, like I said, I sure hope Santa brings me something good this Christmas. Standing on the other side of that sand line are religious, liberal, and secular organizations such as the Anti-Defamation League, whose national director, Abe Foxman, recently bemoaned the religious rights efforts to Christianize America. This amped-up effort shows how these groups want to push into the classrooms more, said Tammy Holtzman. I wonder if she's kin to Paul Holtzman, assistant director of the Anti-Defamation League San Francisco Orifice. There is no war against Christmas, said Barry Lynn of the Americans United for Separation of Church and State. There is no jihad against Christians. So there's nothing going on around Christmas except these groups' incessant fundraising. How the season of the ho-ho-ho evolved into friend or foe, says Moe, shows how the nation's culture wars have pushed into the season of giving. This goes right in line with my poll today. Just create some good hate. This is supposed to be the season of good cheer and yada, 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 and giving gifts, and everybody loves each other at least one day a year. No way. No way. Each side wants its beliefs accurately represented around the nation's winter health, its public schools and government spaces. And if not, it'll sue. It's a sad day in America when you have to retain an attorney to say Merry Christmas, said Mike Johnson, and Alliance Defense Fund attorney in Louisiana will push the Christmas cause. He's pushing it, okay? They're pushing it. It's not enough that we got like 75,000 hours of Christmas programming and Christmas carols and all these goyim are like trying to force their crap on the rest of us. No, now they're pushing Christmas. Organizers of the Christmas campaign say many Christians feel aggrieved by the secularization of the season. They say teachers feel too intimidated to allow students to sing Silent Night in school, and they believe cities have every right to place a nativity scene in a public park. Now, can we play Silent Fart anymore? It's got like that little... It doesn't really have a fart sound, huh?
Yeah, just go for it. Well, if it's silent.
No. See, that goes to show right there. Yeah, go for it. What do you got to lose? Your $2.50 an hour?
What do you mean? I got a dump button, you know.
Go for it. Oh, so in other words, you're going to dump it every time I play to do that little like that? Both activities are constitutionally protected, the Christian groups say, provided the kids also sing secular songs and the cities put up non-religious holiday displays as well. Friends, according to Friend or Foe campaign sponsor Liberty Council, do not discriminate against Christmas. Foes are going to get a letter from one of the pro bono lawyers reminding them that Christmas is constitutional, not to mention the federal holiday. Don't you mess with our Christmas, you Jew and heathen bastards, you. We'll try to educate, said Matt Staber, president of Liberty Council, but if we can't educate, we'll litigate or boycott. The American Family Association called Thursday for a Thanksgiving weekend shunning of Target stores, saying the chain was refusing to allow the phrase Merry Christmas on in-store promotions and advertising. I don't know where they're coming from, Target spokeswoman Carolyn Buchter replied. We have no such policy on Christmas. You can see it in our stores. At one local Target, most of the in-store advertising offers a generic gather round. One of the few advertising mentions of the C word is above a Christmas card rack that says Celebrate Christmas. That's not good enough for the American Family Association, a bunch of real farbissin' goyim. President Tim Wildman wants to see Merry Christmas signs displayed prominently if they expect Christians to come in and buy products during the so-called... Do you realize how ugly and grotesque this is? In other words, you're just not religious enough for us. We're going to tell you how religious to be, or we're going to, go someplace else. We'll go to Walmart. Is this incredible or what? They can walk right by and read the sign, Wildman said. It's a federal holiday. If somebody's upset by that, they should know they're living in a predominantly Christian nation. See, here we go with that crap again. A predominantly Christian nation, my ass. Where's Wildman shopping next weekend? Walmart, he said. What did I tell you? The evil people shop at Walmart. I told you that a long time ago.
Yes.
That chain was briefly the target of a boycott called by the Catholic Rights League after an employee described Christmas in an unflattering way in a company email. The company has since, the employer has since left and the boycott is off, though the Catholic Rights League still criticizes Walmart for telling its employees to say Happy Holidays. See, Happy Holidays is inclusive. It includes people who celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, people who don't celebrate any of those as far as religious, etc., New Year's. Happy Holidays is fine. That should be good enough for anybody, but not for these Goya men.
That's right.
Walmart spokesman Dan Fogelman. Fogelman
Oy!
Said the Happy Holidays greeting is more inclusive. With 130 million customers walking through the door and 1.3 million employees, it's safe to say there are a lot of different faiths out there, he said. Well, somebody from Walmart finally made some sense. The ACLU and its supporters believe they're being drawn into a make-believe war. They say they fielded fewer holiday season conflicts in recent years and that everybody seems to know the rules, except those trying to make a political point. People are free to worship in their homes and their houses of worship if they rent a hall out of hall, says the ACLU's Jeremy Gunn, national director of the group Freedom of Religion and Belief Program. You have to ask, why do they want to worship in the public schools? That they're doing this in the name of religion is very, very sad, Gunn said. It would be one thing if they're talking about consumerism of the season or something, but they're not. Other groups are actively countering the Christmas campaigns. The Anti-Defamation League said it would send letters to school administrators nationwide on how to negotiate the December dilemma, emphasizing that schools must be careful not to cross the line between teaching about religious holidays, which is permitted, and celebrating religious holidays, which is not. The issue is a dilemma for the Anti-Defamation League, too. In the commissioned a poll last month of 800 adults, 57% of whom said Christianity was under attack. Among evangelicals, the figure was 76%. There's a lot of fear out there, said Finn Larson, a retired school administrator who's now executive director of the Christian Educators Association International, Brainwashers International. Standing in the middle of the fray are these school administrators like Rob Kessler, superintendent of the 24,000-student San Ramon Valley Unified School District in California. Kessler said it's okay, for example, for a teacher to bring a menorah into class, but what's not okay is if a teacher would begin lighting candles and saying prayers, Baruch atah Adonai, what's wrong with that? Then it becomes a religious ceremony, but honestly, we haven't seen many instances of this in the last few years. The war has even spread to Bob Norris, head of the Christmas Tree Farmers Association of New York. He lent his organization's name to the Alliance Defense Fund's campaign because he said the people who are fighting to save this country are in favor of Christmas. Oh. Sam Minturn, who heads the California Christmas Tree Association, said his group hadn't taken a position on the issue. In fact, he doesn't mind the term holiday tree, a phrase that angers some friend or foe campaigners. I don't care what people call them as long as they buy them, he says. Go ahead and call them a weed if you like. Just buy them. We want your money. That's what it's all about. We want your money. Honey and Sonny. Oh, and look at this. You just faxed me a story that I got in my pile right here about the guy who was shot by the taser in the genitals. I got that right here. See, I don't miss a thing. Thank you anyway. 601 votes on the poll. Even Josh is very impressed by that on 3 days before Thanksgiving, 2 days before Thanksgiving.
I am.
There's Alberto the Torturer Gonzalez.
Interesting indictment.
606 votes. Religion is a man-made crutch for weak people, 252. Moderately important to me, 109. A great tax-free scam, 103. Not very important in my life, 90. And very important in my life, praise God, 52. Bunch of people who can't think for themselves. Bunch of Getschkes need a bad crutch. But that's okay. Enjoy it. Have a good time. Merry Christmas. Happy Chinooka. Happy New Year. Happy generic holidays. All these other things. People are dying. Innocent people are dying like flies. And we're worried about if anybody's going to celebrate Christmas. Enough to satisfy us. Enough to satisfy Jerry Falwell. And Pat Robertson, meanwhile, says if they won't celebrate Christmas, let's do a Hugo Chavez. And when in doubt, take them out. Take them out to a nice Thanksgiving dinner, right? And then throw their crap away. By the way, I'm getting some copy here. Is this now? Are you sending this, or is it coming from inside?
I am sending it to you.
Wasn't that isn't that sweet? Getting some new copy, then we can thank Miguel for that, for going back there and butching up. He didn't do like that wussy thing, like Duff. Like, oh, would you guys please send him a copy? He's bugging me again. Would you please, you know? Miguel went back there and said he's going to start publicizing all the stories from the strip clubs. Yeah. He's going to start publicizing all the stories about the sales department, especially one I can think of, from the strip clubs, okay? That's the bit we need to play right after the break. Forget about Silent Night. Now, it's got too many of those in there. Now, I could try to, like, finger it out here on the, you know, like I'm playing a piano or something. I'm not going to do that because I don't know exactly where they fall. I could give it a shot. Let's see. What? Probably not a good idea.
Good.
This is Josh Cordes' fault, by the way, if this doesn't work.
Silent fart. Deadly fart. It can tear your nose apart.
Okay. Okay, that's it. I know when to do another question. That was a pretty good job, though, wouldn't you?
Hey, that was good. I'd say that.
That was sensational. Well, I got a fast finger, man. You ought to see the one I'm using. It's 11:18 at 560 WQAM. We got Mo, Howard, David, and two. We got Geldy and Bo together in stereo, 4-7. 7:30, it's hurricane warm-up, and, of course, at that time, everybody goes bye-bye. North Carolina A&T and UM basketball, 7:30. Should be at least, how many people listen for that?
About 30, man.
Followed by the Ed Kaplan Show. We're going to take a lot of calls now to pacify Miguel, but there aren't any on the board right at the moment.
No, they're not.
Realize we haven't taken a call yet today.
Nope. Well, I'm sure they're all going to be great.
Now, what is this thing we got? Emilia turkey stuffing. This is Cuban stuffing. This will make you loosen your guayabera on Thursday night, I'll tell you that. Start with a pound of lean ground pork, a pound of green lean ground beef, a pound of ground ham, peeled Spanish sausages. Oh, my God. Season with plenty of real garlic, salt, Italian herbs, Spanish olives. Splash with Mojo, Cuban seasoned sauce. Ask Jorge, it says. Well, he ain't here. And mix all these things together. All of these
things.
Stuff your bird so close. Season your bird with Mojo. You can even, season your bird with
Mojo.
You can even inject into the bird by using a large bore needle. Or if you have one of those round popeil things, one of those, what do they call those? The rejection injection thing. You know what I'm talking about. We keep stuffing the bird. Cook your bird and make sure you baste as you cook with Mojo. Mojo. That's like Jose Padilla. Okay, will you cut it out? Like Jerry Falwell says, too many damn goyim running around on the loose. That's the problem. I'm so nauseated with this attempt to Christianize America. When the hell will it ever stop?
No.
And that's the problem with these people. You can't keep it to yourselves, okay? You have to keep trying to force all your fairy tales on all the rest of us. We don't want it. We don't want it. You got it? We don't want it. Go peddle your crap some. Go talk to the Jehovah's Witnesses. Go knock their door down. They deserve it. WQAM, hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Neil. I heard you.
Oh, God. Go away. Just go die. Just have somebody stuff him, okay, and, like, put him on the spit for Thanksgiving. WQAM, hello.
Only 39 minutes
till
the Al Franken.
Until Al Franken, only 39 minutes, yeah. Hey, listen, by the way, call us when you celebrate your 100th birthday next month, schmuck. WQAM, hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I was calling
about... Oh, yeah, I bet you were. That's it, 567-0560. You were right. See, this is what Miguel wants. He wants 4 hours of this every day. And you know what? Fine with me. The only problem is there aren't any calls today because they got nothing. They got no material. We don't have a poll they can add probably much of anything onto. They got nothing. They only have the bird. 567-0560, pound 560 in the Verizon and Singular Wireless lines. Very, very sad. Aren't you disappointed and depressed?
Quite.
WQAM, hello.
Hello, Neil?
Yes, sir?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I was wondering, did you look at the calendar today? What today's date is?
November 22. Is there some significance I'm missing, sir?
Yep, it's the 22nd. 42 years ago, we had our last real president, as opposed to the guy who's in the office now. I just wanted to, you know, America's
sir, I hate to break the news to you, but the president comes into office in January, not in November. January.
I'm sorry?
I said, have a nice Thanksgiving, turkey.
Wow.
See what I'm saying? You know something? Miguel's got a point. Where else could he get this stuff, huh? A lot of people would have to pay for material like this, like we give them for free.
One of a kind.
WQAM, hello.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Great. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I just want you to know that Mojo is really pronounced Mo-Ho.
Mo-Ho, but we can't say that. See, Joyce will get upset if we say Ho. Mo-Ho. Mo-Ho.
No, Mo-Ho is a product that comes from Cubans. It's a bunch of ingredients you put on top of pork, but not...
Oh, my God. See, you're making it worse now all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's not a turkey. You know, turkey, you're going to turkey. That's a turkey. You can't put turkey, Mo-Ho on turkey.
Well, that's what the fact says. He says, put your mojo on the turkey, baby. And it was signed by Mike Myers, okay? I don't know what that meant. The good Canadian boy, Mike Myers, he knows we had our Thanksgiving last month. We don't have to potchke around with your mojo. Maybe it's Mojo. You know, the Leafs games are on Mojo Radio here. Did you know that? Now you do. Not that anybody cares.
All right.
Mojo Radio, that's the station that carries the make-believe games, man. You better get with it. Not the fan. That's our buddies at the fan. They don't carry the Leafs. They carry the Raptors. The Raptors that beat the Heat the other day. Pretty soundly, too, by the way. WQAM, hello.
Hello, Neil?
Yes, sir.
Hey, look, I'm just curious. Why is it that all other radio stations can keep the fart noises, but you can't? I hear it on Y100. I hear
Joyce,
it on Howard.
Joyce, the one word answer, Joyce.
Cartoons.
Joyce.
Unbelievable.
I hear fart sounds in TV commercials now. On Over the Network shows, there are fart sounds. We can't play them because of Joyce and because our management are so weak-kneed, they won't stand up to that bitch, and they won't stand up for us. No matter if we get them a 40 share, they still won't go to bat for us because our management are a bunch of wusses, man.
Well,
every time one of our management people comes in, I say,
you fairy.
And, of course, accurately so in most cases, yes.
Well, great show, Neil, and I listened to you for years and years, but, you know, I don't know, maybe things will turn around one day. I don't know. Maybe they
yeah, maybe things will turn around and blow a big one right in our face. Have a great day, Pally.
You too, bud.
Yeah. A big big omelet, egg fart, right in our face. Pretty sad, but that's, you know, Beasley Broadcasting. Of course, they, you know, dallied around there with Pharrell and with the Stern Show, and so they put our license at risk, and so now the rest of us have to pay the penalty for that, even though we weren't responsible for all of those outrageous pieces of crap that we warned them. Don't do it. Don't do it, pal. You got a long life ahead of you. Don't jump. And Josh still don't like that movie. So what were you telling me, that George Clooney is going to be in a made-for-TV version of Network? If there's any movie, Psycho didn't need to be remade. That's for damn sure. And Network sure as hell does not need to be remade.
About War of the Worlds.
Didn't need to be remade was the War of the Worlds. That's right. Or Fission Impossible. God. Well, that wasn't a remake. That was like a TV show being made into like a movie for the first time, I guess, huh? Hey, Tom Cruise, by the way.
You fairy.
What just happened to the poll on here? What? Oh, I see. Oh, no. Somehow I put myself on Internet Explorer. I don't want to do that. Enjoy the freedom of Mozilla Firefox, by the way. Go to Firefox and get rid of Explorer, and then you won't get all that spam and all of those viruses and all that crap on your computer. Oh, God, what a difference. Plus, it speeds it up like about half again as much, doesn't it? It makes a difference.
Okay.
I said that just as I'm sitting here waiting and waiting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Usually it does. It just, mine today is a little bit slow. It's commiserating with Jerry Falwell for the Christmas holiday. It's taking a little time off.
Maybe you need that new computer.
No, I don't think so. Why would I get a new computer? How long? Now, let me ask you this, since you're the maven, supposedly. How long would I expect a computer to last? Did it last for like 10 years?
No. 10
years. Well, how long? What's a reasonable time? This computer's 4 years old. And it just froze up, by the way.
I mean, you know, my motto is if it works, it works. You know, every, you know.
Well, in other words, if it ain't broken, don't try to fix it. You mean like the radio station? I see. You should have told Greg that a long time ago before he screwed up the format. Before he destroyed our lives. If it ain't broken, don't fix it.
Yeah.
So exactly. Give me a time frame.
I mean, maybe 7 years?
Well, so in other words, that would be perfect. That means I got 3 to go. 3 years on my contract and 3 to go on my nice generic NEC computer. No, the monitor's NEC. The computer's like an offshoot of some Hewlett-Packard one. It's not, what is it called?
It's some bootleg Hewlett-Packard.
Oh, actually, it is Hewlett-Packard. It was the monitor, the one that died, OptiQuest. It's just like some off-brand, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Probably bought it at Target. Oh, I'm sorry, Jerry. We don't shop at Target no more because they ain't Christian enough for us. They ain't Christmasing enough for us. I think what we ought to do is have like a bunch of Getschkes. We ought to have preachers and priests and all that stuff in all the stores. Blessing people, baptizing people, smearing a little water on their head. Can't hurt, right?
Sure.
Nobody ever died from a little smear of water on their head. WQAM, hello.
You take a bus ride to Lakewood.
WQAM, hello.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if it was Josh or Miguel who just told you that, but I would say maybe 5 years on the computer.
Uh-oh, so others have got a year to go?
Yeah. Anyways, it was interesting you were playing the deal from Network because I'm sure you probably have mentioned this. I haven't been able to listen to you for the last couple of weeks, but Nightline is doing its last...
Tonight,
yeah.
Listen to me. Television is not the truth. So turn off your television sets. Turn them off right in the middle of the center.
There you go. Like I just wanted to say, the world is a business, Mr. Beal.
Amen.
That's all it is.
You got it.
All right, Neil. Take care.
Including the religion business. Don't forget, that's the best business because that's tax exempt, baby. It's even better than Halliburton.
You got it, sir.
See you, Pally.
All right.
Yeah, the religion business, man, it's monkey business, and you people keep subsidizing it no matter how many child molesting priests there are. Because I understand you've been brainwashed from the very youngest moments of your life, and you can't emancipate your brain from the brainwashing, okay? Even poor McGeller is probably schlepping his family to church.
No.
No? I know Josh Cordes ain't going to church no more.
Nah.
Well, what are you laughing about? Especially with all the hanky-panky you're doing with that girlfriend of yours? You got to be kidding me.
You sinner.
Yeah, you sinning, my God. At least Miguel wasn't doing that stuff before the day of wedlock, before they put it on a piece of paper and made it legal.
Hey, I was doing that when I still was in Christian
school.
Yeah,
I got news for you. You got to put it on a piece of paper and make it kosher, baby.
This is Neil Rogers.
And you sprinkle your mojo on it.
This is 560 QAM.
Even loves Neil Rogers.
Good morning, Americans. It's Paul Harvey. Stand by for news. At school, a boy is told by a classmate that most adults are hiding at least one dark secret. and that this makes it very easy to blackmail them by saying, I know the whole truth, even when you don't know anything. The boy decides to go home and try it out. As he's greeted by his mother at the front door, he says, I know the whole truth. His mother quickly hands him $20 and says, just don't tell your father. Quite pleased, the boy waits for his father to get home from work and greets him with, I know the whole truth. The father promptly hands him $40 and says, please don't say a word to your mother. Very pleased, the boy is on his way to school the next day when he sees the mailman at his front door. The boy greets him by saying, I know the whole truth. The mailman drops the bag, opens his arms, and says, then come give your father a big hug, Paul Harvey.
Good day.
Good day.
11:33, 27:00. Oh, look at that. There's Hermann Göring, a.k.a. Dick Cheney. Oh, this is the big deal that Miss Fudge, they're trying to get him to make a big deal about. An X appeared over the screen over Cheney's face. Upon seeing this unfortunate but very brief graphic, CNN senior management immediately investigated. We concluded it was a technical malfunction, et cetera, and so on. But, of course, Miss Fudge, she's trying to get everybody fired at CNN because they had the audacity to put a big X over Dick Cheney. Maybe it was an act of God. You ever think of that? You simple, then you...
You fair.
Yeah. Quisling. Miss Fudge. Oh, brother. Oh, look at that. They just put an X over the screen now.
What was getting ready to happen?
And that's because they want an X over Mrs. Limbaugh. Plus, this guy looks like Paul Schaefer. You watching that?
Yep.
Doesn't he look like Paul Schaefer on a bad day? Yes, he does.
Without the shades.
567, come on, those calls were just starting to really build up to a fever pitch. It was starting to get really good there toward the SN. Let's take a whole bunch between all week long, right? In honor of Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Mojo in honor of George not being here this week. 5670560, #560. And on Thanksgiving Day, I'm playing the rack. The only thing we can't play is the farting contest for obvious for obvious reasons. My finger just isn't that fast. Although I would like to hear Paul Boomer one more time. WQAM, hello.
Come on, those calls were just starting.
QAM.
Yes, Uncle Neil.
Yes.
How you doing, buddy?
All right.
Are you having a good day?
I'm having a great day so far.
Okay, I need some information. You used to talk about Omicron. They send you something in the mail and you fill it out.
Right, diaries, right.
Diaries, correct. Okay, last night at 8 o'clock, this young lady calls and she says she's from Omicron. She's calling on the radio. And she said, could you answer a few questions? I said,
yeah.
Sure, go ahead. And she says, which radio station do you listen to? I say 560 AM, WQAM. She says, okay. She says, then the next thing she says, which sports do you listen to? I said, all of them. And then the next question, she said, on 1 to 7, do you watch the commercials on Sunday, because they're on another station. I listen to WQAM.
Yeah.
And then she asked me again, we're on a number of 1 to 7 higher or 1 to 7 low, the WQAM.
Joel's girlfriend.
That's why I was calling, because what I was looking for, because you and I are the same age, you know, somebody's running a scam, you know.
Yeah,
next thing
we're ancient, and we've been around a block a few times, we know.
That's right.
Believe me, nobody at Arbitron wants anybody as old as we are.
Right, she never asked me about music or FM.
That was Joel's mother-in-law calling, believe me. That's a scam. Don't get fallen for that.
Well, I didn't fall for it. Through.
Hang up and tell her if she calls again, you're going to call the police.
Well, I was polite. You know, I just wanted to talk to you and tell you what's going on.
If she calls you back, don't be polite. Tell her your mama and hang up on her.
Just smash her.
That's it.
Okay, buddy.
Okay, Pally. See you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Right.
How do you like that? I told you these calls were going to get great. What's not to like? 675. That's not to like. We ought to be at 700 right now. We got to get like 750 by the top of the hour for a shot at that vaunted 1,000. And if we don't get 1,000 votes on the poll today, you know what's going to happen. Our sales manager is going to go running around about, he can't even get 1,000 votes on his poll on his show, and he wants us to sell that piece of crap show. You know that's going to happen, right?
Oh, yeah.
Piece of turd. Here's Line 9, WQAM.
Dick, I hit love.
Okay, that's Dick Cheney's buddy, Adolph. Put a little Adolph seasoning if you don't got no mojo. WQAM, hello.
Uncle Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, that guy was trying to talk to you about November 22nd and the president. Remember that call? I think what he was trying to say was this was the anniversary of JFK's
No, it is not. Wasn't it November 23rd, 1963? Was it 22nd?
Well, you could be right. I thought it was today.
Was it the 22nd?
I believe so, yes. I was in the sixth grade, and it was...
Why didn't he say that?
I don't know. You know how people get on the phone and they try and make long, drawn-out stories, like maybe this one, but... one other thing.
No, you're right. It was November 22nd, 1963. This is the, 80 millionth anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy.
Yeah,
42. But who's counting?
Hey, one other thing that you're not allowed to say on the radio anymore, I won't say it, but remember the dooley bug is what Rick and Sudge used to say, standing for DB. You're not allowed to say that anymore.
Well, God forbid, no. We can say bag, and we can also say douche, but not together.
Well,
I don't, that echo is killing me. Have a great day. That was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, November 22nd, you're right. I'm sorry. I apologize, sir, who called before. I was very rude and nasty. I don't apologize for that, though. I like being rude and nasty. But that was the day that JFK was being, not by Lee Harvey Oswald, of course, but nevertheless. Thank you very much for the facts and for the call. That's right. That's enough of that. Let's see. Here's one that says, thank you for telling us that all those Christian groups are boycotting Target. I'll make it my point to do all my holiday shopping at Target. Excellent. And I'll go out of my way the rest of the year to buy everything I can at Target. May Merry Joysmas, Goody Two Shoes, phonies. Right.
By the
way. Enjoys them. What?
That note on the JFK thing, that was from a lady listener, looks like.
Yeah.
Very good.
Paulette. Thanks, Paulette. Well, we have like how many lady listeners?
About 30, man.
We don't have many, and there's no point in my continuing to repeat it because it's beating a dead horse, man. It's like beating a dead mojo. There's no point. 684 votes on our religion poll today. Divest yourself of it. And, of course, you're seeing all this stuff that's going on right now. That's a classic example of religious intolerance. That's what religion's all about. Mine is better than yours. My fairy tales are better. My God is better than yours. He's more powerful. He's going to kick your ass. You're going to burn in hell. My priest is going to molest your kids. All this other stuff, you know? Stop already with the nonsense. It's like worrying about whether Pete Rose is going in a hall of shame or not. Who cares? 2,097 dead American soldiers based on a pack of lies. And now the response is, well, now that we're there, you know, we can't go back in time and argue about whether it was bad intelligence or just the president's a moron or did they do intent. Now we got to worry about how do we get ourselves out. That's why they call it a quagmire, see? That's what a quagmire is. You get yourself into something you can't get out of. And that's exactly what they did. There's no honorable way out because they've turned it into a bloodbath. They've turned a place that was, you know, under very good dictatorial control by a guy that we put in there in the first place, and everything was just fine. The quality of life, they were living a better quality of life than any of the Arab countries. Maybe Egypt a little, but maybe not. And the women certainly were better off, but not now, not no mo. Because you let all these religious geshkis, most of whom, by the way, are Iranians. They're all buddies with the Iranians. You let them take control, and pretty soon you'll have the Ayatollah in there. And how come all of a sudden Ahmed Chalabi is such an honorable guy? He's part of this government that we set up in there, another one of our puppets. And in the meantime, just a few months ago, we were, like, raiding his apartment to get his computer records because he was feeding secrets to the damn Iranians. Huh? 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 How come the media's not asking these questions, you maniacs, you lunatics? They're too busy talking about Jose Padilla and the Freedom Flotilla. Oh, sorry, Miguel.
It's okay.
WQAM, hello.
Bill.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good.
5.5 days without power after the storm. I get my FPL bill, and it's higher for this year than it was for the same period last year.
I would wipe very thoroughly with that thing, and I would put it in an envelope and send it right back to him.
You know, funny you mention that, because I just about did, and I'm on the phone, and they're asking me all the stories about my house and what kind of air conditioner I have and ceiling fans and washer and dryer. I said, I have the exact same everything that I had last year at this time.
Right.
There's no, well, you know, when the AC comes back on, when the power comes back on, the AC has to cool the house up. I said, it was cold after the hurricane.
Right.
I said, windows
right.
were open. I said, you know, I said, the weather was beautiful down here. I said, I didn't open the AC until a week after the power came back on. I'm like, you can't logically tell me that my bill should be higher this year than it was for the same period last year after having no power for 5.5 days. And on and on and on, and they're just not going to budge. I thought it was like an estimated reading or something, but no, it goes strictly by meter reading.
I say let's put a new F in FP&L, man. F them.
It's unbelievable, and it's just the start now. All the crap, there is a hurricane surcharge and all this crap. It's just, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, well, my favorite article of all of them was about how the PSC and the, in fact, I got it right here. Utility industry and the Public Service Commission have close ties. No kidding. They're all in bed together, man. They're all a bunch of crooks.
Man, they all choke on a turkey bone on Thursday.
Amen. Well said.
Right. Bye.
How do you like that? There's a guy, PO'd at Florida Plunder and Loot. He inspired me to read that story when we come back. And was Jose Padilla on the Freedom Flotilla?
This is Neil Rogers. This is 562 AM.
In that power company, on hold.
You put the futility in utility. Florida, paradise, and life. There isn't a hurricane that blows as much as you.
When you really go home.
When a storm threatens, we can count on you to turn our power off long before it gets here, leaving the rest of us to marvel at the blue glow of exploding transformers, providing us a historical perspective of 1957 technology. And in the moist heat of tropical darkness, the weakening batteries in our radios broadcast your latest press release for South Florida that says your trucks and crews are ready to roll from the Alabama state border. And the question in everyone's mind is, huh? So as we search for the appropriate answer to how many FPL emergency crews does it take to change a light bulb, Florida Paradise in Life, this bird's for you.
Net Power Company, Mumble.
Yeah, our message to you folks at FP&L, not the workers out there, but the corporate executive, the ripoff artist, is rotten hell, okay, FP&L? That'll be swell. In a building at the edge of Tallahassee, five little-known state officials will meet in coming months to decide whether to raise your electric bill to pay for damage from Hurricane Wilma. The Florida Public Service Commission, a board appointed by your fat-ass governor, sets rates and standards for phone and electric service, and it has a reputation, justified or not, for giving these industries exactly what they want. Electric and telecommunications companies make massive campaign contributions to these state politicians who choose the commissioners. They spend millions on outside lawyers and consultants in rate cases in front of the commission, dwarfing the entire annual budget of the state hired attorney who argues on the consumer side. And some commissioners have a history of close relationships and questionable contacts with the companies they are supposed to be regulating. Attorney General Charlie Crist,
you fairy,
a Republican candidate for governor, calls the commission a lapdog to the industry. The commissioners were either unavailable or declined to comment to the scum sentinel. Bell South Corp and Florida Plunder and Loot deny exercising undue influence on the commission as evidence. Florida Plunder and Loot spokesman Bill Swank noted the commission recently rejected the company's request for a $25 million surcharge to pay for repairs at its Port St. Lucie nuclear plant. Still, in a report this year on the financial strength of Florida Plunder and Light's bonds, the Fitch Ratings firm praised Florida's historically constructive regulatory environment. And in a 2004 speech at a utilities conference, Paul Cutler, treasurer of FPL Group, Inc., parent of FPL, said, "Our commissioners really have a focus of working with us in a constructive way to maintain the financial strength of the company." 2 weeks ago, with many South Florida residents still angry at FPL over outages from the hurricane, the commission approved an increase of at least 19% in electric bills to cover higher fuel costs for power plants. The commission consists of two lawyers, a management consultant, an accountant, and a former state representative. Each draws an annual salary of $128,000 plus. 12 years ago, a commissioner resigned after revelations he was dating an employee of Southern Bell, predecessor of Bell South. This year, three current commissioners and a former one were accused of improperly accepting meals from telecommunications companies at a conference in Miami Beach. A state ethics panel cleared them by retroactively applying a new law that legalized such practices. The PSC has been too cozy with utilities, said State Senator Nancy Argenziano, a Republican from Dunellen, who sits on a commission oversight committee. They don't need to be wined and dined by the utilities. If there's any debate over whether commissioners are too close to industries they regulate, there's little question those companies are a good source of employment after they leave office. Of 19 former commissioners, at least 10 became consultants, attorneys, or lobbyists for electric utilities or telecommunications companies. Just a coincidence, I guess, huh? They include former Commissioner Frank Messersmith, now a lobbyist for MCI WorldCom and Tampa Electric, former Chairman Michael Wilson, Vice President for Government Relations of FPL Group, and former Chairwoman Susan Clark, a lobbyist for FPL, Gulf Power Company, Progress Energy, and Tampa Electric Comp. To me. Senate President Tom Lee of Brandon. Oh, what a place.
Yeah.
Well, that's your home, ain't it?
It was.
Well, you'd think you'd be like sprinkling mojo on a microphone.
Sprinkling mojo in my coffee.
Senate President Tom Lee of Brandon, Republican, of course, is pushing for the commission to be more consumer-oriented, said it's fairly obvious that the exit strategy for most commissioners is to work in the industries they regulated. Clark and Wilson couldn't be reached for comment. Messersmith said he never lobbies the PSC itself for his work for MCI and Tampa Electric Co. One state official is in charge of representing consumers at commission hearings, and his budget keeps getting cut. One guy's standing up for you people, and they keep slicing and dicing him with the Ron Popeil Vegematic. Harold McLean is the state's public counsel. When FPL argues in favor of a rate increase with the commissioners essentially sitting as judges, McLean presents the public's case against it. The legislature has steadily cut the public counsel's budget. It dropped from $2.7 million in 98 to $2.2 million this year. Staffing fell from 30 lawyers, analysts, and other staff to 60.5. In other words, about in half. Half the people going to bat for you folks as there were like just a few years ago. That's the kind of freaking state you live in, okay? They got you by the short hairs. If you don't like it, go to the competitor. Oh, there isn't one? Well, too bad. Live in the dark. Live with Johnny Dark, a fate worse than death. He'll take you to doodahs if they ever open up again. 713 votes. I bet you Johnny Dark hasn't come around for any female since the last time we shined his ass, has he?
No.
Good. You don't even know who Johnny Dark is, do you?
I don't.
What about Miguel? Is he gone already?
I'm here.
You don't know Johnny Dark?
Isn't he across the street?
He is?
Didn't we do this before? Isn't he a kiss? Isn't that the guy a kiss?
Oh, he's kissing it all right. Religion is a man-made crutch for weak people, 295. Moderately important to me, 124. Moderate, as a moderate religionist, Getschke. A great tax-free scam, 122. Not very important in my life, 109. And very important in my life, 63. And they want you to know it. They're going to break your arm to make you worship the Lord. They're going to make you see the light. They're going to drag you along with them, whether you want to go or not. How's that?
Let's go.
5670560. And by the way, speaking of Florida plunder and loot, I hate to read this story. You're going to go pretty soon, aren't you? We hope. I mean, pretty soon.
Uh-huh.
In what appears to be the start of a lengthy battle between angry customers and the power company protected by government from any legal claims, lawyers filed a lawsuit Friday seeking class action status against Florida plunder and loot.
Oh!
It was the second time in 2 days that FPL has been hit with a lawsuit concerning its response to the hurricanes. Maybe that's why they lost that game Saturday, huh?
Maybe.
The complaint filed Friday in Dade Circuit Court charges the Utility and Public Service Commission with having no rational basis for forcing customers to pay $34 million to make up for lost revenue, compensation FPL for the money lost because customers baked for days in the dark after three hurricanes last year. This is last year. Another suit filed Thursday in Broward accuses FPL of gross negligence and its failure to properly maintain, secure, and protect its utility poles and substations. And whoever filed that lawsuit is...
absolutely correct, sir.
Florida Plunder Loot spokesman and shill Bill Swank said the firm's lawyers haven't had a chance to study either lawsuit and could make any comment. But they said they've done nothing wrong. You know, nothing wrong. The plaintiff's attorneys may face a difficult legal path, especially in the gross negligence lawsuit, which will need to overcome protections the state's given FP&L. Built into the company's tariff, the state-approved contract between the utility and its customers is a provision that customers cannot sue to recover money they lost simply because their power went out. Virtually all utilities around the country are protected by similar provisions. Stan Berman. I wonder if he's kin to Stan Bergstein. Stan Berman, a Seattle lawyer specializing in utilities cases, says, if you think about it, electricity is used to power every business there is. It would be pretty scary, meaning risky, if you were potentially on the hook for losses in every business in your area. That's why state legislatures have been pretty generous in giving exceptions to utilities. Most protections apply to ordinary negligence, Berman said, meaning a court would have to find that utilities' conduct had been extraordinarily bad, gross negligence. That's what we're talking about. That's exactly what the Broward lawsuit hopes to show. It alleges that FPL has routinely engaged in the practice of cutting staff to increase its profit margins for its stockholders, like that jackass that called that day about, well, FPL works for me. Remember that jackass?
Yep.
Maybe he died between when he called us and now. We can only pray. One of the lawyers making the allegation is Harley Tropen, co-counsel for a federal case that has gained several hundred million dollars for 700,000 doctors accusing health insurers engaged in a racketeering conspiracy to delay or deny doctors' claims. The other case, too, is hammering on allegations that the state has done a poor job of handling Florida's largest power company. Boy, is there any doubt about that?
No.
Ronald Guralnick, a veteran Miami plaintiff's attorney who brought the Dade case, points out that FPL didn't even ask for the lost revenue money, which will cost the average customer $1.68 a month for 2.5 years. PSC staff were the ones who urged the charge. The Public Service Commission is supposed to protect the public business, and they didn't do it, he said Friday. They didn't even ask for it. The public said, well, we had that story when it happened, but I'll say it again. FPL, the grave robbers that they are, didn't even ask for the surcharge, and the Public Service Commission says, oh, yeah, how come you? We'll give it to you. Just ask for this, and you got it.
Yeah, hey, you're
rape the public,
something.
Baby. Gang rape is lots of fun. Just ask the Mo-Meister. He'll tell you.
Yeah.
God, even he's getting sick and tired of it. And so are the consumers out there getting just nailed in the shorts every stinking time. Not bad enough they have to put up with the aftermath of disaster. Then they have to get raped and two on top of it.
Hey, just pay a dollar less.
Bastard. Yeah, that'll do it. That'll turn it all around. 7:26, we got 4 minutes to get up to 7:50. Then I think we might be a shoe-in for 1,000, don't you?
Yeah, we're good.
And Miguel is leaving us. Thanks so much for whatever you did this morning, for going to the sales department and kicking their ass. We got some copy out of them. It's a miracle. I'm writing it down here. November 22nd, the day JFK was shot and the day Miguel butched up the sales department briefly.
This is Neil Rogers. This is 560
I am Frau Ileana Ross Leitman, and I like scrubbing my smelly gorilla ass with soap made from jewels and listening to the Neil Roche Comunista Hour. Sit down!
Tell me something we don't already know, Mr. President.
Our country is at war, and our government has the obligation to protect the American people.
Tell me something we don't already know, Mr. President.
And we are aggressively doing that. We are finding terrorists and bringing them to justice. We are gathering information about where the terrorists may be hiding. We are trying to disrupt their plots and plans. Anything we do to that effort, any activity we conduct, is within the law. We do not torture.
And I wonder how much you tell the truth sometimes.
There's an enemy that lurks and plots and plans and wants to hurt America again. And so you bet we'll aggressively pursue them.
Tell me something we don't already know, Mr. President.
But we will do so under the law. And that's why you're seeing members of my administration go and brief the Congress. We do not torture.
And I wonder how much you tell the truth sometimes.
We do not torture.
Mr. Bush, tell the truth.
You're torturing us, I'll tell you that. 1202, and I got a great article here about how Tony Blair had to talk Bush out of bombing Al Jazeera. But I can't do it because my computer's dying.
Hey, maybe you need a new one.
I think so. Now, what would you recommend? I'm rebooting now. I can get that story, and I'll read it right off the thing if I have to.
Like any computer.
But it's obvious it's on its last legs because all of a sudden the last couple of days it's just starting to, like, do this a lot. Isn't that the sign, you know? Like it's gasping for oxygen?
Yeah. Well, plus, you know, you got the big bucks. You can go get a new one. No?
Yeah.
Like I said, keep that one then.
No, keep this one. And what am I going to do if this thing completely breaks down? I can't send you this 55, 60 bedtime stories every day, and then you can't scan that cash, huh?
Hey, listen, just keep that one.
Go get a new one, right. Anyway, it's a good story. So Miguel is gone. It's just us now. And I think I have a feeling now. Let's see. He'll be back tomorrow, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And then Thursday, I don't think he'll be in on Friday.
No, probably not.
Because the word that I'm getting is that Friday it's just going to be, let's see, the Humper's working Friday. We're working Friday.
That's it, right?
Noah Moe. Mad Dog Friday at Hooters in Pembroke Pines, 4 to 7. And Mad Dog, of course, he's got today off, so he's, you know, he doesn't want to overdo it. And he's also got Thursday off.
Of course.
So just picking and choosing whatever we can.
Sure.
Meantime, let's take a whole bunch of calls here while my computer's trying to, like, reboot.
All right.
I'll boot it. WQAM, hello.
Hey, Pally.
Yes, sir.
Listen, why would they call off the hockey game? The guy wasn't raping it, did he? You know, he just passed out, you know?
Yeah, well, brilliant. And I don't know why they did call the game off. They were all very shaken and shocked. I mean, the guy had, like, almost died. They had to restart his heart.
That's tough, man.
But those people paid money to go see a hockey game. I guess Detroit probably, they were losing to Nashville 1-0. They figured things weren't going well. So let's just cancel the game, and maybe when we get things all, you know, things going again, we'll come back and play them. I didn't see the episode happen, but I tuned in just shortly after it happened because there were only that one early game last night was Nashville and Detroit, which isn't, I mean, I could live without that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I bet you could. All right, I got my thing back. Now let me get off this Explorer because, boy, do I hate Internet Explorer. I wish they would only go with the FTNL people, okay? Burning hell. Let me get back on my Firefox and see if I can find that story. Now, of course, now I got to figure out where the hell I found that story in the first place. It was probably on your girlfriend Lynn Samuels' fine website is where I found that story about how Tony Blair had to restrain the Bushmeister. He wanted to bomb Al Jazeera. Bomb everybody, man. WQAM, hello.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I had a radio accident the other day.
Oh, how sad.
Yeah, on another, there's another sports radio station in town. We're not going to mention names, but...
we're not going to mention 790 and Joel Feinberg, are we?
No. Not
good.
Joel Feinberg, but this guy named Sid. Have you heard this guy?
No, Sid, Loudmouth Sid, no.
Oh, my God. It's 39-year-old.
Really?
Relived. If he had plaid pants, he'd be the spitting image of him. he's a New York Jew down here on a radio station. He talks exactly like Mo Howard. He speaks exactly like him.
I saw him on Imus when before he got canned on MSNBC. I used to see him on the Imus show doing the sports with that real loud New York thing, making all those crude comments.
He talks just like Mo Howard David, except the guy's only 40 years old. So we got to get him some plaid pants and a golf shirt. And what do you call that, mouthy toupee thing?
Yeah, the muskrat.
And kick off his new show.
Yeah, you can do the muskrat ramble on 790.
Have a good weekend, Neil.
Okay, you too. Okay, I'm printing the story out, and with any luck, it'll come out. It'll pop out of that machine, man. It's a good machine.
It's going to take some luck, though.
So I got me a new fax and all-in-one fax and whatever else this thing does, and printer and copier and et cetera. And here comes that story, baby. Hot off the press.
Ah!
Okay. There were calls for Downing Street to publish the transcript of a conversation between Tony Blair and U.S. President George Bush, who made claims that the Prime Minister persuaded Mr. Bush not to launch a military strike on a TV station in a friendly Arab state. According to the unnamed sources quoted in the Daily Mirror, the memo, stamped top secret, records Mr. Bush suggesting that he might order the bombing of Al Jazeera Studios in Qatar. They are kind of like that gutter religion that Louis Farrakhan's always talking about. Gutter. Or is that guitar? Or depending on how they pronounce it this week. How about some of that guitar pasta? You ever have that? Pasta alla guitarra?
No.
Well, the reason they call it that is the old Italian women, they like cut the, they take the strips of flour and they cut it into like small pasta-like things and like it looked like an old guitar.
Although I had dynamite Italian food last night.
Where'd you have that?
Carlucci's.
Carlucci's? Where the hell is Carlucci's?
The one I think there's a bunch of them, but the one I was went to was on...
It's a chain?
Yeah, I think it's a chain. Was on Andrews and Cypress Creek.
Yeah.
Pompano.
And we heard good things about Carlucci's. Coochie, coochie, let's go to Carlucci's, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. Nothing like Rome, though, but then again, well, listen, that's, yeah. That's as close to Rome as you're getting anytime soon.
Pretty much.
Anyway, this memo allegedly details how Mr. Blair argued against an attack on the station's buildings in the business district of Doha, the capital city of Qatar, which is a key ally of the West in the Persian Gulf. Al Jazeera had sparked the anger of the U.S. administration by broadcasting video messages from Osama Yamama and leaders of the insurgency in Iraq, as well as showing footage of the bodies of U.S. servicemen and Iraqi civilians killed in the fighting. Too much truth for the Bush administration to handle. They can't handle it. According to the Mirror source, the transcript records a conversation during Mr. Blair's visit to the White House April 16th of last year in the wake of a failed attempt to root out insurgents in the city of Fallujah, in which 30 U.S. Marines died.
About 30, man.
A spokesman for 10 Downing Street refused to discuss the leaked memo. An awful lot of leaking going on, you know what? Where's the urine lady when we need her? A lot of leaking going on. But former Defense Minister Peter Kilfoyle, a leading labor opponent of the Iraq War, called for the document to be made public. I believe that Downing Street ought to publish this memo in the interest of transparency, given that much of the detail appears to be in the public domain, he said. And it goes on and on and on. It'll be on the website tomorrow. I emailed it to you.
Word.
758 votes in that poll. We could make our 1,000 today. We'd be pretty proud of that. Oh, there's that fat tub of crap Ariel Sharon now. He's going to be a liberal now. Right. That's what Hermann Göring said, too, right before the end of the war. 5670560. Pound 560 in the Verizon and Singular. Here's that CNN International crap they're putting on again. This is a joke. This is a budget-cutting move, and they pretend like, oh, well, this has always been on, hasn't it? No. WQAM, hello.
What's up, guys?
How you doing, sir?
Is this Neil?
Sounds like me.
Okay. If it compliments your show, I'd like to hear Tommy Tai, please.
Tommy Tai. You know, if you're going to request to compliment my show, he like you can compliment my show all you like, pal.
Hello, I'm Tommy from Thai Tommy, saying for the best Thai food and the best service, as long as you're not black, come on down to Thai Tommy on South Beach. We don't like black people. They don't tip well. Besides, why black people want to eat Thai food anyway? We don't have fried chicken on the menu. Oh, wait, I forget. We have spare ribs. Lu Ching, Gai Chao, put the spare ribs on the menu. Yes, Thai Pato. So, if you're not black, come on down to Thai Tommy. Come to think of it, those damn gay people, we don't like them either. Sure, they tip food, but they talk too loud with funny lips. Disturb other customers, no come back. So, no gay, no black. And while we're at it, Latin people, you make reservation for 7:15. Don't show up at 8:20 and expect your table. We give it to someone else already. Latin people always late. No black, no gay, no Latin in Thai Tommy. And Jewish people, you stop bickering over bill. Who care who have what? Pay where the end goal. Settle outside. Take 45 minutes trying to divide up bill. We don't want you here. No Jew, no black, no fag, no Cuban. And white people, you think you're better than everybody else? Complain too much if we don't kiss your ass. You will not come back. No white, no black, no Jew, no Latinos, no gay. Everybody else, for the best Thai food, come on down to Thai Tommy on the beach. Hurry before we have to close.
You left one out, too. Don't forget, no mo. No mo of that crap. We got mo at 2 this afternoon, like it or not. It's 11 past noon. Let's see, when do the Panthers play again tomorrow? Tomorrow night, is that a home game? The Devils in town to play the Panthers? Is that correct? Am I looking at the schedule right or not?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, boy. Should be a hell. At least there'll be a bigger crowd there than there would be in Jersey, because in New Jersey, that's a team with no fan base. It's a phantom team.
Worse than here?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
You can go bowling, and there's nobody there. And like I said before the show to you, and I'll say it on the air, and this is the truth whether you like it or not, the only reason that the Florida Panthers still exist is because of that one great season when we went to the Stanley Cup Finals about 100 years ago in the old arena. That's the only reason they built way in that new arena, the condo, because he kept threatening to move to Nashville at the time, or Portland, or just threatening, you know, somewhere, take up his balls and leave. And of course, the other thing is, if they wouldn't have had the new arena, they'd have been gone many, many years ago. So they're still living off of that one year, and it's getting a little bit stale and moldy, if you ask me.
That was exciting. I will say that I was even hooked a little
even
bit.
Even you got sucked into that. We love the Panthers. It's really great. They're throwing the rats on the ice like a bunch of stupid morons, you know. Just like that thing at the beginning of the season this year when they're talking about throwing the rats on the ice again. I remember the Humper giving me that. Oh, well, they've asked the league. Yeah, ask this, okay, you idiots. Throwing a bunch of crap on the ice. That's the Florida effing way. That shows you what they know about the game. Very sad. 12 minutes past noon at 560 WQAM. I'll tell you one thing that winds up on the floor, and that's your hair. On the floor, down the sink, down the drain. If your hair is slowly but surely or maybe rapidly vanishing from the top of your head, you want to get it back, call my good buddy Chuck Alfieri. For over 30 amazing years now, Charles Alfieri has been helping the famous and not-so-famous look their best with the natural hairline system. You can spend a fortune, and you can go out there and buy a muskrat or get the implants and have the blood dripping down your forehead, take those dangerous pills, whatever you want to do. You cannot get a better-looking piece at any price. Even the guys with the big bucks go to see Chuck Alfieri. So the choice is yours. And, of course, you have nothing to lose but your bald spot because Charlie's work is completely guaranteed. You try a system for a month, for about 30 days. More or less. And if you don't love the way it looks and feels and smells, if you're not getting action up the old nose, return it for a full refund. Make the call today, toll-free, 1-800-321-2413. Tell Charlie you heard about it here on the Neil Rogers Show and get a special $200 discount off the regular $800 price of that natural hairline system. Toll-free, it's 1-800-321-2413. You'll look younger and better than you ever dreamed you could again. 1-800-321-2413 or on the web, it's charlesalfieri.com.
This is Neil Rogers. This is 560 QAM.
Honey, I'm dying over here.
Like you see, silly idea about a little kid who was a magic boy. The book sales were groovy. Now the thing's a movie. This will be the biggest hit of the whole year. It could not be harder. Rolling in the morning. Big old hairy, hairy glasses. On his forehead, he's got a lightning bolt scar. Childhood was tragic, so he took up magic. He can fly a blue, but he can't drive a car. It could not be harder. Here comes Harry Potter. He'll be rolling.
Club 18, that's probably what George is doing most of this week. This week he's got off rolling. It's 787 votes on my poll here, and guess what? My computer's going to die right on the air.
Jesus.
Don't bring him into this now. Jerry Falwell's going to come down on your fat ass. 787 votes on the poll, and now we'll get through the show, but it's like right in the death throes. This is sad. It's like watching like stepping on a cockroach and watching it die, watching it wiggle around just thrashing and trying desperately to hang on to cling to life, right?
Yeah.
Like watching one of the QM salespeople trying to close a deal. Watching him thrash around and try to back out of it.
It sounds like this studio lately with your computer.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I'm trying to be more like you guys. Yeah, I'm trying to have my equipment be more like yours. 789, religion is a man-made crutch for weak people. 318 people said that. A great tax-free scam, 140. Either one of those is very fine. Moderately important to me, 135. Moderate is in, comme ci, comme ça. I could take it or leave it. Not very important in my life, 123, and very important in my life, 73 Getschkes out there. You've heard of 76 trombones. We got 73 Getschkes in the audience who are really very religious, and Baruch HaTah, and Jesus, and Moses, and etc. We got to get to 800, like, very quick, because I'm figuring we get to 850 by the top of the hour, and we got our 1,000 licks. We got it licked, man. We're getting our licks. So what would you recommend? What should I buy now? I'm going to go out and get my computer.
I mean, What do you really do on your computer? I mean, do you really just go on websites? Because you don't really need a top of the
line. I don't look
at
pornography, okay, if that's what you're driving at, Mr. Hotshot. I'm not looking at no porno.
I'm saying you don't really need a high-end computer.
I got all kinds of channels. I got channels that haven't been invented yet. What?
I'm saying you don't really need a high-end computer. I mean, what would I get if I had big bucks? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah. I'm asking you what I should get, not what you would get.
Okay.
Listen, don't give me the song and the dance. You don't have time for computers anyway. You talk a good game, but you're too busy with weddings and other stuff we can't talk about.
Well, crap just comes up, you know, and I'm, you know, it happens.
Yeah, it just comes up. Okay, anyway.
But, you know, you can get anything. You could get a better Hewlett Packard. There's nothing wrong with HP or IBM. You know, I like
Alien Compact. You don't like Compact?
I have a Compact. I think it's just fine.
Well, what's wrong with that? I got a Compact at home, I believe.
Absolutely nothing. I like Compact a lot. I like Alienware computers. They're really good.
I beg your pardon?
Alienware.
Alien? I want one in English.
All right.
I want one that speaks English. So in other words, it doesn't really make a lot of difference. Just
no,
go and
not
see one.
Unless you're a big multitasker, like you play a game. It really doesn't.
Of course not. I'm not going to be doing that.
Right. It doesn't make a difference then. It really doesn't.
I don't mind playing games, but not on my computer. Let's get serious. So, okay, right after the show I'm going to go out, because this is done. It's finished. And I'm assuming that even a schmuck like me, because it's going to come with its own, I can do it. I've done it at home, although with sometimes difficulty, because I've had like 85,000 new computers at home. Every time one gets dirty, I go out and buy a new one. And sometimes installing them can be kind of like a pain in the grass. No?
What do you mean, like plugging it in?
No, not plugging it in. Plugging it in can be very difficult. No, I'm talking about like getting everything working the way it's supposed to.
I mean, you just...
Stick in the disk.
Yeah, stick in the disk. That's it.
Stick in my Bell Simpatico disk or my internets, and that should be basically it, right? Even an old coon like
coot
like
through
me.
It, man.
Old coot like me.
Very user-friendly.
Okay. Coming to QAM Computer Central. Hello.
Neil?
Yes, sir.
How are you, Neil?
Sensational.
First-time caller. I'm just calling because a couple of weeks ago, I heard you speaking about the Razer.
Yeah.
And there is one out there that instead of having three blades and vibrating, it's got four blades, and it's a lot better.
Yeah, but does it have a blade? That's the question.
No. Oh, it does. But it's a lot better, and you will feel the difference between the three...
I got news for you. I went back to my old disposable Gillette. I don't care what Josh Cordes tries to give me a song and dance. That Mega 3 multi-rotor vibrating, that's a piece of crap. I got a better shave with my disposables.
There's one out there that... Oh, okay. That was just one comment that I had to
make. Okay, thanks, amigo.
Thank you.
Adios. No, seriously, there's no way I could get a closer shave than I get with that disposable Gillette or rotor or whatever the hell they call that thing.
I mean, I can't believe that, but...
Why would I make it up? If I got stock in it or something, why would I make that up?
I've never heard of anybody who thinks...
First of all, they're both made by Gillette, so even assuming I'm trying to, like, plug Gillette, both the one that you had me go out and buy, what is it called, the MP3...
Mach 3 Turbo.
The Mach 3 Mach Schnell Razor with the little vibrator. That's why you like it. First of all, you don't even use these, so what do you know about them?
No, I do. I use them. I rotate, you know, whatever.
Yeah, you rotate like all right on the edge of the razor, I think.
But, literally, I've never met anybody who thinks... A disposable razor is better.
You've never met anybody.
No. First of all, I don't know anybody.
You must have a very limited number of acquaintances, I'll tell you that. Because let me ask you this. What do you think sells more? Let me ask you this question. What do you think sells more, disposable razors or the Mach Schnell
Mach 3, not even
Turbo?
Not even close. Do you see commercials for disposable razors? I don't. And not only
so
that,
you're telling me you really believe a razor that sells for like $11 and the pop-ins sell for like about $2-3 a piece? You know, it's just pennies with a disposable razor. It lasts 5 days a piece with even an old fart like me that's got a pretty heavy, thick, macho beard, man. And no problem. Five shaves a piece for pennies. And I don't care about the price. I got the big bucks. If the other one was better, I'd go out and I'd like buy 400 blades. It's not as good. You don't need to have the thing vibrating over your face. That's it's a mind game.
Okay, forget about
with.
Forget about the
playing a mind game with you. Just like when you go to the slot machine, you sit down and you get five times, and you get a seven, and the other five times is up on top or on the bottom. Oh, I came so close. You didn't come close. You had nothing. You got nothing. It's a mind game. They're playing with your head.
All right. Well, forget about the turbo. Just the Mach 3. You've got three blades at least. You're talking about a disposable, a little disposable.
Let me say it again. If you want, you're going to force me to go in the other room again and get that other pivot, that Gillette pivot. You can't get a closer shave with it when you got seven blades. I don't care if you got 400 blades, okay? I don't care if you got Benny blades. You can't get a closer shave than I'm getting with that. I like it. Sue me, okay?
Well,
I
Benny
like
blades.
It. Hey, Benny, how's it going? Oh, sorry. How's Brian doing? 567-0560, that's that hurricane crap again. You're going back to the gangster Canes, and, of course, now they're no longer the gangster Canes, they're just the loser Canes, which, of course, their fans like the gangster Canes a lot better because they don't care about that. As long as they win, it makes them feel better about themselves because, basically...
I have no life.
WQAM, hello. WQAM, hello. Hola.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to tell Neil I agree with him on the disposable razors.
Thank you. What can you use? Oh, he left. He hit and run. Look, if I'll tell you what. If you want to take a poll on this.
I'd love to take a poll on this.
I'm going to do it right now.
Okay. I'm game. I can't believe that more people.
What did you say? You're what?
Gay.
I can't believe that more people use disposable razors these days.
Okay.
With
during the break, I'll word this baby, and then is Eric? Can I fax it to Eric? I guess.
I mean, I'll just type it to him or something.
Well, how about if I just fax it to him? Wouldn't that be a lot more direct and easier?
There you go.
Okay. I mean, I realize you're trying to, like, after that grotesque behavior on Sunday where the story's getting on there at midnight the following day. That was pretty weak. Now, how do we want to do it?
What do you prefer to use when you shave?
Which do you shave with? What do you shave with?
Okay.
Okay.
Now, are we just doing the disposable and, I mean, what are we going to put? Just...
Leave it to me. I'll handle it, okay? I'm the pool master, man. I know my pools. Trust me. I know my way around the old pool business. 26 past noon. I even knew the old Pope. Oh, by the way, speaking of the Pope, did you see the new Pope with those silly-ass red shoes?
Did
you see that?
I did.
Oh, even O.J. wouldn't wear those ugly-ass shoes. He's got, like, pink slippers on.
It's the styly.
He's got red slippers. He's a fashion plate, the new Nazi Pope. That's a lovely thing he's got on his feet. Hey, the Emerald Coast is Florida's number one Asian gourmet buffet, as rated by Zagat Restaurant Review. And now every Friday through Sunday night, you can enjoy Lobster Fest, featuring Maine lobster served Thermidor style. And every night is Crab Knot Fest with Alaskan snow crab legs, Dungeness crab, and Jonah Stone crabs. The menu still includes fresh oysters on a half shell and a sushi bar with over 30 different
items. Man.
Sushi, as Terry Bradshaw would say. He's a moron. The Emerald Coast also serves New York steaks, juicy and delicious, cooked the way you love them, and hand-carved prime rib. There's so much food, you'll just about pass out on the floor. But on the weekends, save room for dessert, because Emerald Coast's famous 40-inch chocolate fountain is waiting for you. You can hand-dip your own strawberries, marshmallows, other decadent treats. You can even stick your banana in there. And don't forget, the Emerald Coast promotes healthy living, cooking all their fine cuisine with only cholesterol-free canola oil, no MSG added, no cornstarch, no headaches, just a big fat smile on your puss. So book your reservations at One Emerald Coast, three locations there in Sunrise, Sunny Isles Beach, and Pembroke Pines. For the Emerald Coast, it's 954-572-3822. 954-572-3822.
This is Neil Rogers. This is 560 QAM.
Now, Chicken Little gets bird flu.
We gotta get rid of Chicken Little. He's got bird flu. I'm using a bow and arrow.
Shouldn't we review safety guidelines?
Nah, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah!
Use a kneecap.
Plan B?
Of course, Plan B.
What is Plan B?
Plan B? Mousetrap. It just chopped off his arm.
Chicken Little gets bird flu.
Who are we talking about?
Well, at least we can sell the video to Chicken's Gone Wild.
See, I think all those shows you do with George during the summer months, I think he's starting to affect you. In other words, you have this myopic view of the world. And you think that everything that you prefer, everybody else prefers. That's George's motto in life. You know, the way he views the world, that's got to be the accurate way. Kind of like George Bush, my way or the highway. Like Jerry Falwell said about Christmas. For you to say that you can't imagine, you've never met anybody who prefers a disposable razor. Why do you think that when you walk into your, like, Walgreens or your supermarket and you go to where the razors are, there's 80 billion disposable razors and there's, like, one little hook sitting out there that's got the Mach 3 turbo and one next to it that's got the Mach 3 regular and then the thing with the refills for those. And there's 8,500 other ones with disposable razors. There's Schick and there's Gillette and there's Wilkerson and there's this and that.
Okay.
And Bic. Schick and Bic.
All right,
shake and bake.
You remember my part of the argument? Do you see any commercials for disposable razors?
Because they don't have to advertise them. That's why. Because they got something new and more. See, this is the Chef Boyardee thing I'm trying to explain to you. Don't you understand? This is something more expensive, so they can tell you, oh, it's more expensive, therefore it must be better. So they'd much rather have you buy the $12 razor than buy something that you can get like half a dozen of them for like $2.50.
Right, and I'll agree with that, but like they are better. It's a better razor. You have three razors.
No.
Okay.
No.
I disagree.
Why would I tell you otherwise? I tried it for a week and a half, and the first day I thought, because it was the novelty of the thing, I thought, oh, this is really neat, you know, and it vibrates, and it's crap.
Okay.
Okay, now the other pool, because Eric, I'm sure...
I need the options, and I can switch it.
Not that we want to get pushy here, but look at that. Eric, nice going there, Eric. He must be between sandwiches now. Oh, that's right. It's 12:30 already. He's taking a breather between his midday snack. He already had a couple of lunches. So there's the new poll. I made it very simple for you, but I did it so that you can get your kicks. What do you shave with? Electric razor, Mach 3 turbo, Mach 3 non-turbo, or disposable razor? Is that covered at all?
I'd say so.
Okay. Is there something else I left off? No, but no guys shave with that straight razor, that crap anymore. Or what about, wait a minute, there still are people, I know it comes as a shock to you, old-fashioned blades. Old-fashioned blade razor. You better put that on there.
Okay.
Meaning what? The blades. You never saw the steel blades, Gillette and Schick? That's a permanent razor. It's not disposable. That's the old-fashioned razor. Then you open it up, and then you slice your fingers with that damn blade, and you nick your face off. There's still guys shaving with those. I know that comes as a great shock to you and to me as well, but there are people put to the old-fashioned, what did I just say?
Old-fashioned razor.
The old-fashioned blade razor, as in kind of like
Yay.
A blade. So now, okay, I'm voting on here disposable razor. That's what I'm using. I got the other one. We're talking about right now. I mean, just about all guys. They've tried the, and the brown one that you got, by the way, is very good. I'm not going to knock that. I've seen the ads for that. Of course,
yeah,
they have
great.
To advertise it a lot. Look at that already. What do you shave with? First 23 votes. Now, this doesn't prove anything yet. 9 disposable, Mach 3 non-turbo 6, Mach 3 turbo 6, electric razor 2, and the old-fashioned you just put on there. So far, out of the first 23 votes, 9 disposable razor. But there are a lot of people who agree with you. They're Machen Schnell with a Mach 3. And you know what? You guys can have it. I'll send it to you. I'll put it in a real thin envelope and see if you can slice your fingers on it when you open it.
Okay.
WQAM, hello.
It's interesting that you use that date because that is also our birthday of our Savior.
No, it's Reverend Jones. Oh. WQAM, hello. QAM.
Hail.
Yes, sir.
I have shaved with everything on earth, and the disposables are the best.
Yes.
Come on, man.
I swear to you.
And that's Josh arguing with you there, because he's just intractable and adamantine. He just refuses to, deal with the truth.
Well, you know,
he's a young punk. I've been shaving, let's see, for like about 50, almost 50 years now, okay? So
me
I know
too.
A little bit of something about razors
me
and the disposable,
too.
The Pivot Gillette disposable. You couldn't get a closer shave if your life depended on it.
I also shaved my head, and maybe if Josh had a little more than peach fuzz, he would agree with us.
That's exactly right. What kind of a shave does he have to get anyway? That's a good
there
point.
There you go.
See ya. There's a guy, see, making a case. Disposable. He knows his stuff. He's been around a block a few times. You're shaving a peach fuzz, that's all. You might as well take a peach and shave it.
I could grow a beard in a week, number one. Number two, I've never seen...
You could grow a beard in a week?
In a week.
Yeah. I think you're spelling W-E-A-K. You could grow a week beard in a year.
Look, I've never even seen a disposable razor with a glide stick. As far as comfort and shave goes, I'll never understand it.
You know what? I think my computer just died.
Again?
Yeah, it just... A fatal exception has occurred, and it's press any key to continue, and won't continue. I got to... Oh, jeez. One moment, please.
Yeah, you're in some trouble there.
Well, this is exciting, because I never actually saw a computer die before. Wasn't it interesting? See how psychic I am? Wasn't I asking you before how long they last?
Yes.
You don't have to play that. I'm sitting right here. Okay, WQAM Razor Central. Hello. QAM.
Hey, Neil. Hi. Hold on one second. Yeah, I'm with Cordis on that, man. The Mach 3 Turbo is incredible. It's better than any disposable or the track 2s they used to have.
Yeah.
Oh, buzz your butt.
Buzz this. Maybe he's got a buzz cut. WQAM, hello.
Hi, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I keep running around and seeing these bumper stickers. It's got a picture of an embryo on it.
Yeah.
And it says, I knew you before I made you. God. Now, what I want to know is, can I sue him for child support? Because if he made my children, I'd sure like to get my money back.
Excellent point. The guy held tight to the check is in the mail. We'll give you the bat line number. Hang on. 567. Now, you think this thing is going to come back or what? This is getting to be a pain in the ass. I rebooted this thing about how many times today?
About 30,
so I know that this computer is at the ass end.
It looks like.
Yeah, I'm not one of those people who likes to mess with stuff unless it needs to be replaced. If everything's working fine, I believe, leave it alone. But I've noticed, like I told you, the last couple of days, this thing is starting to give me little signals that, hey, guess what? Remember the other day, the thing with the mouse?
Yes.
See what I'm saying?
Right.
That was like a little message. My mouse was giving me a message. WQAM, hello.
Welcome, how are you?
Pretty good, Pally.
Hey, listen, I don't know, do you like Frontline on PBS? The show Frontline?
I've seen it.
Tonight on Frontline, you're... They're doing the investigation on the fumble after Hurricane Katrina, the government's response and all that. Should be pretty good.
Yeah, get a lot of people really depressed.
Yeah, listen, in the old days, around Thanksgiving, you used to play Paul Boomer. And
no chance, man, no chance.
You know what's weird is you can say fart, but you can't make the sound.
Right, and you can cut a big one, too, but you can't put it on the air.
Yeah, but, and then the other F word, you can make that sound, but you can't say the words. What's
absolutely
the
correct. It's just pathetic. It's juvenile. It's childish. And that's America for you, man. It's very sad.
right. Well, anyway, have a good holiday, and I miss Lord Windesmere. See ya.
Okay, you too, Pally. Yeah, thank God I'm going to die pretty soon, you know. What are you laughing about? Who the hell is going to want to live through all the global war? When the ice caps melt and you guys are going to be drowning and stuff, I'll be just smiling away in my box. 89 votes. Okay, now it's starting to get to the point where it is statistically significant. What do you shave with? Disposable razors, 35. Mach 3, a non-turbo, 22. Mach 3 turbo, 21. So if you put those two together, you are ahead, 43-35. Electric razor, 9. And the old-fashioned, the blue blades, Gillette blue blades, the old-fashioned blade razor are 2. Two old fuddy-duddies. And I would agree with you that that's just ridiculous. But nevertheless, creatures of habit. But disposable razors, I would point out, still numero uno with Trancachinko.
Now, that's not true. You put them together, the same thing.
Yeah, put this together, okay? My foot, your rectum.
Darn it, I told you, don't bother me while I'm in here.
Arthur!
Hello?
It's Mickey Mouse!
Oh, Mr. Mouse, good morning. How are you?
What the hell are you doing to me?
Nothing, sir.
You're freaking killing me.
No, I'm not.
I got David Kelly calling me every 3 minutes. Why did we move the practice?
Sir, you told me to move the practice.
I didn't tell you anything. You must have misunderstood me.
No, sir. You said move the practice to Monday.
Hey. Listen, buttwipe. I'm the boss. I make the decisions. You take the heat.
Right.
You move the practice.
Okay.
How are we doing with it anyway?
I, oh, man.
Hold on. Remus.
Yeah, boss.
Shut the hell up. I'm on the phone, Remus. Hi, sir.
Yes, sir. What was your question?
I'm telling you, I'm going crazy over here. Between David Kelly and now Michael Jackson calling me every 3 minutes, I'm going to go out of my freaking mind. Hold on. Remus!
Get in, boss!
Stop it, Remus!
I'm calling the floor, boss!
Stop calling the floor, Remus! Remus! What's this in my hand, Remus?
That's your penis, boss.
My other hand, Remus.
Oh, that's a phone, boss.
Right. I can't hear anything, Remus. Stop sawing the floor.
Sorry.
Arthur.
Sir, the moves are working out very well. The practice is fourth in its time slot and moving
up. Fourth in its time slot? Christ, are we even beating the WB?
Barely.
Oh, my God.
The Michael Jackson thing was a rating success.
Of course. Hold on a second. Remus. What the hell are you doing with a harmonica, Remus?
Play a little song, boy.
Well, don't play it, Remus. I'll jam that thing down your throat. And get that bluebird away from me.
Oh, come on, bluebird.
I'm allergic.
Eisner.
Sir, over 25 million people saw
Shut the... up, Eisner. Listen.
What? Yeah.
You see me, what I'm doing here?
Sir, you're on the phone.
I know I'm on the phone. Do you see what I'm doing? Use your imagination for crying out loud. I'm moving my hands up and down, side to side. I'm the puppet master. I say it, you do it. Now Fox is going to air all the stuff that you cut out of the Michael Jackson interview.
But sir, you told me to edit out all that stuff to make him look like a freak.
Puppet master, me. Idiot. Oh. Remus!
Yes, boss.
What the hell are you doing now?
Fixing the floor, boss.
There's nothing wrong with the floor, Remus. What's this in my ear?
That's your penis, boss.
My other ear, Remus.
Oh, that's the phone, boss.
That's the phone, Remus. Get out.
Come on, Bluebird.
Get out. Eisner?
Yes, sir.
Killing me. Killing me.
I'm sorry, sir.
Killing me.
Sorry.
Killing me softly.
1248. Okay, what do we got? 147 votes. It's starting to, like, create a pattern here. I'm going to tell you.
I got something for you.
Yes.
Can we put on maybe, like, another option? Like, because I feel like maybe disposable is getting some votes it shouldn't. Like, what if people have, like, a Schick, like one of those Quattros or something like that? Because if you don't have a Mach 3, but you have another razor, that's like a brand name razor, I feel like disposable.
What the hell is a Schick Quattro? What the hell is that?
It's like four blades. You know what I'm saying? It's one of these brand name razors that people are using. So. How about if I put a Schick razor, just a whatever?
No, Schick also makes disposable razors. That's not it. How about a multi-blade razor? A multi-blade disposable. Those are still disposable.
Okay. Is that how you want me to word it?
Is this one like the turbo that it's like the razor part is permanent, but the other part you just keep changing the blades?
Yes.
Well, then how do you describe that?
I don't know.
A Schick? Well, what do you call it? Schick turbo?
There's a Chic Quattro, I know.
Well, then put that on there.
Okay.
Be careful how you spell it. Well, no, spell it however you want. Be careful how you say it. And the interesting part of all this guy's giving me such a bunch of crap, like I'm clueless. And in the meantime, you're using the electric razor, which almost nobody uses. Isn't that interesting that you just kind of like skated by that? That's the only thing that's got beaten so far is the old-fashioned blade razor. That even old, maybe a 90-year-old guy uses that because he's just used to doing it. Like Michael Corleone when he had Vincent shaving him in Godfather 3 with the old-fashioned blade, you know, and that was 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yeah.
What do you shave? Well, you're setting yourself up as the expert on close shaves.
Well,
in the meantime, you're still
that.
Using an electric razor.
Well, that's why I don't necessarily want a close. And if I do, I go to the turbo. I rotate.
Now, when I'm, what do you mean you don't want a close shave? What is that? Your girlfriend's into fuzz? Is that it?
I you know, whatever. Whatever I feel like doing that day, I mean, that's what I'll do.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm going to tell you what a big shot I am. And that is, before I go get my new computer, which is on my agenda this afternoon, I'm going to go to my Shoppers Drug Mart, and I'm going to get the Mach 3 non-turbo. Okay?
Okay, there you go.
Now, is that also got the same as...
I hate to tell you, but why don't you just shave with your Mach 3 and don't make it vibrate? That's what it's going to be. Just don't push the little button.
Is that the same thing?
It's the same thing.
All right, wait a minute. Let me go get it.
It's got to be better than a disposable razor. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, so in other words, the Mach 3 non-turbo is the same, it just doesn't have a little button on, doesn't
just
vibrate?
Yeah, you're not going to press that little button to vibrate, that's all.
Yeah.
No battery, a little lighter, I would imagine.
I see, the one that goes...
That's it.
Like that?
That's it.
Ooh, man. Or I could just save this and use it in other areas, you know what I'm saying?
Rectum.
What are you saying?
I'm not saying nothing. 155 votes on there. Now, let's see. What are you adding on there? I'm going to refresh this. I sure hope we get till 2 o'clock. And this is a computer. It's on its last legs, man. Have you ever seen a computer die? Well, I don't see what you're supposed to just add on there.
Well,
I just
submitted it. So
okay.
Refresh one more.
You submitted it? Maybe you didn't accept it. Oh, anyway, an Oklahoma man is suing for over $10 million after the show Wife Swap exchanged his wife with a
gay
man. Jeffrey D. Bedford of Haleyville, Oklahoma, filed his $10 million plus suit in Muskogee's U.S. Oh, maybe he's an Okie from Muskogee. A U.S. District Court claiming that ABC Television misled him by not sending a woman from a heterosexual family to his home. In a suit against Walt Disney, that's why I played that Mickey thing, the parent company of both ABC and the show's producers, RDF Media, Bedford claims that when he conducted a Bible study for the Haleyville Baptist Church in his home, his gay wife, in quotes, invited a gay group as well. But Bedford's suit does not focus solely on his queasiness about homosexuality. He also claims the producers of the show repeatedly told him his wife was leaving him, threatening not to reveal his wife's location if he didn't participate. Bedford said he became emotionally distraught to the point of becoming physically and mentally ill as a result. He also blamed the producers of the show for forcing him out of a college class. Bedford's suit seeks $5 million for mental distress that claims caused him medical bills, pubic humiliation, embarrassment, undue grief. He seeks another $5 million for punitive damages and $225,000 for other legal issues, including breach of contract. ABC spokeswoman Annie Ford insisted the producers didn't mislead Bedford. The show is meant to challenge a family's norm, she said. Moreover, the agreement between the plaintiff and RDF specifically stated that the swapped spouse could be either male or female. Ford claimed there is no scheduled date for the unaired episode. How do you like that?
Wow.
5670560, it's close shave week. And be sure and shave your turkey, by the way, before you stuff it and stick it in the oven. Here's line 9, WQAM, hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what you should put on it is other cartridge razor.
Okay.
I use a Norelco.
Right.
That's really good. Next door. I was getting off a bus. I use a Norelco that's really good. When I don't have the Norelco, I use a Gillette Pivot, the one with the lubricating strip.
That's the one that I use. That's it.
Right. I use that when I don't have my Norelco with me. I forget to charge the damn thing. That one is really, really good. I really like it for a disposable razor. I don't end up cutting up my face and look like what George and Greg Reed eat all the time.
Oh, God. Okay, so what did he say? Other cartridge
razors?
Other
cartridge
razors,
I'll put?
Put that on there. Okay. Other cartridge razors. I mean, we don't want to leave anybody out. Chic Quattro, you already got one. Solamente uno, huh? Disposable razors, I might point out. is still in the lead with 86 votes. It's in a big lead. But you're right. Now we've got to change these up. Other cartridge razors. There's the Pope with those crappy red shoes. I wonder what he shaves with.
Oh, he's got to be a
QAM, hello. Probably with boys. QAM, hello.
Okay, let's straighten all this razor nonsense out up
yes.
for once and for
okay.
all, okay?
Please.
Just the same as a disposable lighter. If you got to refill it, it's a lighter, okay? If you got to put a cartridge on it or a blade in it, it's a razor. Then, if it vibrates like, you know, the big difference between the Mach 3 electric thing and the Mach 3 normal is $10. That's the big difference. The
right.
normal one costs $7, and the one with the electric thing in it costs $17 for a battery operated thing. Goes.
Right.
The other thing, you can't buy razor blades anymore unless you do them for like drugs or something because they don't sell the old type razors anymore.
They don't?
So no, I haven't seen one in years. I mean,
We got five people that say they use the old fashioned blade razor. Maybe they just use the same old rusty blades.
Well, they probably use the same old rusty razor, but they got to go to some drugstore to find the blades. But I mean, if you go to a general like store like Publix or someplace like that, it's going to be the cartridge type things, and those are razors. If you don't throw away the whole razor, it's non-disposable, so it's a razor.
Okay.
See ya.
Thanks for straightening us out. What'd he say?
Yeah, now that I'm completely confused.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about. Something about the extra $10, and I think he's got a point. But at least that puts some good money in the economy up here, eh? I got the Mach 3 Turbo, baby, and it's vibrating. I don't like it. I used it the first couple of times. I thought, it's okay. And then as progressively I used it, and I'm wondering about these blades. Yeah, there are three of them, and it's got that little strip on the top. And I will say this is not, you could slice yourself up pretty good with this. I just gave it a shot. You could do it. No, but I will say this. I can't imagine that you could nick yourself with one of these. Now, maybe I'm wrong about that. Is that correct or not?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you can?
Sure.
Because you can. What's in a great while if you get a bad blade? If you get like a gay blade.
Sure.
And then like, all of a sudden you got like three of them spots. And I don't know if they still make those styptic pencils like they used to back in the day when I was a child. And like when you got a spot where it's like bleeding. Because I bleed like a stuck pig, you know. I take that Plavix.
Yeah, right.
And so I bleed like a stuck pig. So I get like one of those little nicks that you have to put the toilet paper on there. And then sometimes you leave the house and you forgot you got it on there. Like, people are looking at you like, oh, God, I'm clean. He's got SARS, something.
You need to be quarantined, man.
Yeah, that's right. You got George Corso disease. What do you shave with? 186 votes. Pretty fast there. Well, now we got our 1,000 lick because we had like 8. We're almost 1,000 now, I think. Over
yeah.
it. Disposable razor, 69. Uh-huh. The Mach 3 non-turbo, 47. The Mach 3 turbo, 37. The Mach Schnell ain't on there yet. The electric razor, 26. Just changing it. Electric razor moved up to...
About 30, man.
Old-fashioned blade razor, 5. The Schick Quattro, 3. Not Quattro yet. And the other cartridge razors, Solamente Dos.
This is Neil Rogers. This is 560 QAM.
It's not just the 1 to 2 hour. It's a phenomenon.
Good morning, Americans. It's Paul Harvey. Stand by for news. A man was scheduled to go before a firing squad for his crimes. The evening before his execution, he was asked what he wanted for his last meal. He refused the meal completely. The next morning, the man was brought before the firing squad. When asked for his last request, the man said he had none. The general in charge of his execution asked him, "Sir, you have refused your last meal and your last request. Is there anything you want before you die?" The man thought for a moment and then said, "Music has always been an important part of my life. If I could do one thing before I die, would you please allow me to sing my favorite song from beginning to end without interruption?" The general thought for a moment and then decided it was a reasonable request and ordered his men to lower their weapons and not to interrupt for the duration of the song. And the men started 10 million bottles of beer on the wall. Paul Harvey.
Good day.
Good day.
103, kind of cute. It's
a little Paul Harvey crazy today, huh?
Yeah, we got a lot of new Paul Harveys. Well, he's got some cute crap, you know? 10 million bottles of beer on the wall. It's good. 234 votes on the pool. Now, I think I solved the problem. Okay.
Jesus.
That's my Sharper Image Ultra Groomer that I shave my head with. Somebody asked me if I use like one of the disposable razors to shave my head. Now, I'm sure that there are guys who do that, but I wouldn't do that on a bet. You have to be crazy to do that.
Well, you don't shave it. Yeah, you got the buzzer, so there's a little bit of hair there.
A little bit, a little fuzz,
yeah.
Yeah,
pad.
Oh, I see what you're saying. In other words, if I wanted to completely, like, bald
yeah,
like Troy Stratford, I'd have to use a...
you're going to have to use a disposable.
Yeah, disposable. But I got my Sharper Image Ultra Groomer. Sensational. And yeah, that's a good thing. What do you shave with? 234 votes, 81 disposable razors. How do you like that?
Oh.
Even though, and this putz here says to me before, because I'm always the odd man out, I don't know anybody who uses a disposable razor.
Can I say something? You might
say whatever you want.
You might take a little offense to this, but I personally don't know anyone who shaves with a disposable razor. Now, do you think that it's maybe people tad older? Like, they're not buying the new razor?
Well, so in other words, it's an old man's thing.
Maybe it's like Hank. He doesn't want to get a computer. He's just, whatever. In his time, there were no computers.
But the point that you have always shaved with a disposable razor.
No, I have not.
I've shaved in my lifetime. I've had every kind of, I've had Braun. I've had Norelco Electric. I used to use electric razors for a period of time, and they're rough on your skin, and they, like, tear you, and you won't get a close shave. So why the hell would I use that? I've used, in the beginning, I used the old-fashioned blades, like, because that's all that was available. And then when it came out with the disposables, I started using those, and I've graduated from the really crappy disposables. Look, Gillette makes different grades of disposables. They have the blue ones that are really garbage, and now they got the new, with the lube strip and the whole deal on there, the pivot, and these are great. I'm telling you, you haven't even used these new ones. Aha! Uh-huh.
You're right.
I'm on the side you haven't, Cece. You don't even know what you're talking about. As opposed to me, which I've used virtually. The day that you told me to go get this Mach 3 turbo razor, I raced across the street, and I got me one, and I used it. And it was okay.
What do you want me to do? You want me to shave with a disposable razor?
I don't care what you do. Do like Joe Costello and shave your nuts. I don't care what you do. It doesn't have no consequence to me. But, I mean, you're like George. You like to argue that the whole world is, like, through your eyes, and that's not the way it works. And now it's like an old man's thing. Only old men shave with disposable razors. Maybe we'll have to do the poll all over again. I'm under 30, and I shave with a disposable, or I'm a little fart. You know, well, whatever. I'm not going to do that.
The next guy who calls in and says he uses disposable, we'll ask him how old he is.
You don't believe that there's anybody under what? Under, like, 50 that uses a disposable razor?
I've never met anyone.
Well, let me ask you this. What does George use? Does George use the turbo, the Mach 3?
I have no idea, but I don't think so. I'll ask him.
How about Miguel when he comes back tomorrow or whenever
right,
he shows up?
I'll tell you what. During this break, I'll go see who I can find.
Yeah.
In the next
go ask Tommy. Tommy's a young punk. He's
okay.
Pot-smoking, guitar-playing, whatever, punk.
Okay.
Acid-dropping, heroin-shooting, whatever. Go ask Tommy what he's shaving it with.
I can do that.
God. Yeah, I'm trying to. You can ask Robert Grieber, but I don't even want to go there.
I don't think he shaves.
I'm sure you don't either. He's still probably mommy has to shave him, like Barry Jackass. Oh, you know the most important story of the day that's getting a huge response on our website. I haven't got to it yet. A teenager has been charged with indecent exposure after he was caught trying to have sex with a female mannequin on display at an art center.
Yeah, I read that. Good stuff.
Security guards found, and the name, his name is just, it's just outstanding. Security guards found Michael Plentyhorse, 18, sprawled with a dummy on the floor with his trousers and pants down. Maybe he's related to Rita Crosby. She sounds plenty hoarse to me. Police spokesman Lauren McManus said there was inappropriate activity between him and the mannequin. That's the only way I know how to put it. I wonder what appropriate activity would be between him and the mannequin. Guards said they had noticed several times before that the dummy's clothes had been removed at the center in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. At least it was a female dummy anyway. The story had the picture. If convicted, Plentyhorse may be registered as a sex offender. Hope Matchin of the prosecutor's department said, people might say it's relatively harmless, but I'd certainly want to know if this person was my neighbor. Hi, neighbor. Michael Plentyhorse. That's a cute story. I wonder if he was using a... or not. 5670560, pound 560 on the Verizon and Singular wireless lines. You get so whipped up to a frenzy because the whole world is like... See, I don't give a crap what anybody does. If you want to shave with your finger, okay? If you want to shave with a knife out of a kitchen cupboard, what do I care? You know?
Whatever makes you happy.
What is it to me, you know? It's like all these people that are busy judging what everybody else is doing, you know? If you want to shave with an electric razor and be old-fashioned and stupid, I mean, go ahead. 89 disposable. Even after we're putting all these other things, other old cartridge and the shit quattro, it's still disposable razor is still winning.
By the way, Rolly from Promotions just walked in. He uses a Mach 3.
Yeah.
That's one down.
Well, who the hell is that? I don't even know who that is.
Rolly, he does promotions with McGinnis.
Rolling my ass, okay? I don't know who the hell that is. How about somebody I might know? Somebody, of course, that wouldn't be too many anymore. That we've got that revolving door downstairs just spinning around like a dreidel in heat, like a top. WQAM, hello.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Pretty good, Pally.
26 years old, and I use disposable razors.
Right out of the box. How do you like that? Right off the bat.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And by the way, Josh would like to say...
You fairy.
Yeah, it must be a gay thing, huh? Either it's old people or gay people.
Yeah,
or, anybody except Josh. Nobody under the age of 100 uses a disposable razor. Everybody uses disposable razors, okay? Get with it. In addition to which, even the ones you're talking about, these Mach 3 and Mach Schnell, even these are really disposable razors because it's only the handle part that's like permanent. You're still tossing away the damn blades. So and you're not using them any longer than you are the disposables. See, that's the difference. You're not using them a bit longer. How good would you say how many shaves for the Mach 3, the turbo? 4 or 5?
Realistic. Yeah, I do like a week.
Okay, that's stretching. I'd say 4 or 5.
Yeah, it's a stretch.
Well, that's the disposable. The same thing with a Gillette pivot, man. 4 or 5 really good, nice close shaves, and you toss it, and you pick up another one out of your little plastic thing, out of your sack. God. WQAM, hello.
Yeah.
QAM. Yes, sir.
Disposable razors all the way. Don't let these guys fool you. You don't want to use that crap. That stuff vibrating on your face, that's not good for you. And I wanted to ask you another question.
Yeah.
Do you like the pepperoni or the bologna?
Oh, yeah. Both. Both. WQAM, hello.
42, and use the Mach 3 turbo.
Oh, my God. See, the old farts are the ones using that Mach 3. Okay, thank you. 42 to you, that's an old fart. WQAM, hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
35 years old, and I use disposable razors. Oh!
All right. How's it going, Pally?
Good one.
Thanks. See, there you go. He sounds like a Julio, too. He's not afraid. He's not worried about his masculinity being challenged, like Miguel. In fact, this last guy probably uses body wash, too. Probably the pink stuff. Not afraid what anybody's going to say. Who the hell's going to see it anyway? Who's going to see it? Is his wife going to see it? His wife, believe me, she already knows whether he's macho or not, or maybe like borderline. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's probably got, by now, a pretty good idea, unless she's naive like that bitch on Geraldo that time. That got a little, she started getting suspicious when she realized her husband didn't have the right equipment. But other than that, Prominence After 1 at 560. It's the Razor Wars at QAM. We could fight about anything on this show. We could have, like, especially in South Florida, have a bloodbath over it.
I'm going to ask during the break.
Now, do you think they still make, I think somebody already told me they do, but I've never seen them in the drugstores.
What?
The styptic pencil. You know what that is?
No, I don't.
It's like, you know, like a magic marker.
Okay.
And you take the top off of it, and it's got like, you know what the consistency of mothballs is? Like the surface of that?
Yeah.
And it's that kind of a thing, and you put that onto the spot where you nick yourself, and it like heals it up right away without having to put like toilet paper or
Kleenex
on there. Huh?
That's good.
It is good, but I don't know if they even make them anymore. I mean, it works pretty good, as opposed to having the blood dripping down your chin all day long. 12 minutes after 1 at 560 WQAM. Truth is, when you dare to compare, you'll see why Ford is the best-selling brand of vehicles in the USA. And in South Florida, the only Ford dealer to shop at is Armstrong Ford of Homestead. Now, the holidays are upon us. Maybe your car was damaged. Or maybe you just wanted a great new ride. Well, now is the time to get on down and see our good friend David Rich and let him put you behind the wheel of a great new Armstrong Ford. Right now at Armstrong Ford of Homestead, they got some great offers and incentives. Get $1,000 cash back or financing as low as 0% on a Ford 500 or Freestyle. Get $5,000 cash back on Explorer Expedition. How about $2,000 cash back on a Ford Escape and $2,500 cash back on a Focus? Certain restrictions apply. When you buy a Ford from Armstrong Ford, you'll also get their exclusive Tires and Batteries for Life program, too. That's right, Tires and Batteries for Life. You won't even get that with that razor. David Rich and his staff at Armstrong Ford Homestead will guarantee you the best price. And don't forget, Armstrong Ford Homestead is locally owned and operated. They'll treat you like family because they want to make you a customer for life. No bait and switch, no BS, just the best prices anywhere. So call David Rich at 305-247-5112 and tell him you want the Neil deal. Armstrong Ford Homestead, 30725 South Dixie Highway, just 20 easy minutes south of the 836. Check out the web, armstrongcars.com, then drive a little bit, a little extra maybe, but save yourself thousands at Armstrong Ford of Homestead.
This is Neil Rogers. This is 560 QAM.
Rap, all the slime, all the time.
What are they thinking about? Charter in a flight to the Isles of Langa here.
It's the only strip joint QAM can book for promotion.
Have you seen the pilot?
Yes. He suspiciously resembles Tim Conway.
I'll be right back, Harry.
laboratory is vacant.
Any fit man?
If he does, we're in trouble.
Why?
Too much stress. The plane can't
handle it.
Everybody's dead but us.
Oh, great.
At least we have George to guide us. He was raised in the untamed Northwest. George possesses the wisdom of surviving nature. What do we do now, George?
Well, if I know.
Yeah.
But we have plenty of water and provisions if we use them wisely.
Where'd you put them?
They're right over here. Hey, who took all the... I did it.
You take all the water?
That's right. And the pizza, too.
What'd you do that for?
Because I'm here, and it don't matter if you're here, too. Now, wait a minute. Whoa, by the way, you don't understand.
Well,
let's be a civil shepherd about this.
What?
I needs to be comfortable.
How's that?
Well, you know who I am? Of course it's more important that I outlive you. Why, I'll have you know. What's the big
we
idea?
We can drink his blood and strip his hide for food.
Now, see here. I ain't no delicatessen. You know who I am? I'm Mo Heaven and David. And I made my bones with you.
We can make a necklace out of his bones.
Close shave, Mo. 118 at Q, and we got almost 300 votes on here already since we changed this poll, man. They're like all over it, like stink on Greg.
So you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay, Tommy, Mach 3.
Yeah. Mach Snell, Tommy.
Billy the sales guy.
Yeah.
Mach 3 for life, I believe it was his quote.
What do you mean for life? How long have they been making it? About 5 years?
Yeah, but he's not going to switch. And I got Robert Grieper uses a Norelco electric razor.
Oh, that figures.
And your boy, Kenny Malden, uses a Schick disposable.
My boy. Well, now, what does that mean? Kenny is everybody's boy.
No, Kenny's a great guy, but he uses disposable.
So, in other words, what you're trying to say is because Kenny's an old fart like me, therefore he uses a disposable.
You picked that up, too?
We've already had the calls on here. One guy, 26, another one, 35, uses a disposable. And you're, again, trying to, like, project your whole attitudes about things on everybody your age. You're wrong.
I just asked.
You're absolutely freaking wrong, as if it makes a difference, which it doesn't, but nevertheless, you're wrong.
Like, I don't think it makes a difference with the callers, because they're going to agree with what you say.
No, they're not.
I just asked everybody.
Agree with what I say, the callers are going to, whatever I say, they're going to, most of them are going to say the opposite.
All the people that just said that they used the Mach 3, I said, do you know anybody who shaves with the disposable?
You don't believe the people who called in just now and said they're like 26 and 35 and are using a disposable razor. You don't believe them. They're just saying that to make me feel better. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying you'll get some calls that'll.
Yeah. Call this. WQAM, hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
31-year-old, Mach 3.
Okay.
I got one more comment for you. Sorry, I'm in the middle of eating lunch. Last week, you and George were talking about Jennifer Aniston being one of the most overrated girls.
Yeah, in terms of looks, yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Ah!
What the hell is that? She looks like the witch from Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, horsey face. Yeah. Don't talk about her while you're eating, pal. It's not a good idea.
All right,
see ya.
Thanks, Neil.
Okay.
I'm going.
It'll be coming right back at you. WQAM, hello.
Hello.
QAM. Yes, sir.
Yeah, just calling for the poll.
Yep.
It's disposable. You need what the age to?
If you want.
41. Definitely.
How old?
41.
41. Not too bad. Okay, he's still living and breathing. I was 40. See, now what do you consider old? Because you're a punk.
That's not old to me. I don't consider 41 old.
Sure as hell isn't old to me. In fact, anything is young to me at this stage of my life. God. Okay, disposable. But again, he was probably just saying that to make me feel better. WQAM, hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Neil.
Yep.
How you doing?
Great.
Neil, who's the guy that's there with you?
Josh Cordes, a punk.
Okay. Josh Cordes. No, I agree with him. I agree that by you saying that, you got idiots calling in telling you they use. I agree with him 100%. I don't know anybody who uses disposable razors. I have had to use them at times whenever, like, I don't know, I've left the house without shaving or something.
Desperation, yeah. Emergency situation,
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. But early in the show, you said something about, you know, keeping things, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, basically.
Yeah.
But, you know, all these young guys, like, every time they come on with a Mach 3, Mach 4, Mach 77, they're going to keep, like, changing. I use a one called a Gillette Sensor XL.
Yeah.
It's got, like, a pivoting head, and also the blades kind of bounce up and down. I don't know, like the blades go back and forth a little bit, like they give way. I guess that helps. Hello?
Yeah, like that. Yeah.
I guess that prevents the cutting and the nicking of the face, because I never get nicked. But I don't have a real coarse beard. I only shave like every other day.
Oh, you're not qualified, man. You shave every other day. How old are you? About 10?
I'm 35. When I
only shave every other day?
Yes.
What does that sound like?
Gay.
Oh, I don't know what that means. Oh, brother.
When I've had to use disposable razors, I find that the blades are not as good. Like you say, they're only good for about a couple of shaves.
Seriously, I'm not trying to peddle it, but have you tried the Gillette, the new Pivot one with the that's got like the strip on it?
I don't know. The last time I used the disposable was the Gillette Good News, if that's still exists.
No, that's crap. I agree with you. That's crap. It's bad news, man. Don't shave with that. You'll be tearing your brains out. Try the new. It's a gray. It's gray.
The blades are not good on those. Like I said, they only last for like a couple of days. The ones on the disposable cartridges for the Gillette sensor that I use, I shave with that thing like, I don't know, 30 times before I throw it away. And it's still sharp, man.
Excellent. Well, listen, if you like it, use it.
All right, man.
See ya. See, he hasn't even tried this one. And the good news, oh, God, that's older than Methuselah, man. And this guy's 35 years old. He's hocking me with good news. You know what he's talking about, right?
Right.
Well, those are bad. Oh, if you would have said that, if I was shaving with good news, I'd jump right out the window. I'd kill myself. Those are bad. But he hasn't tried the new blades. I think this guy, he shaves every other day. Maybe he's
gay.
Blade, you know?
Hey.
WQAM, hello. QAM.
Neil, definitely. 35 years old. Why not use a disposable? It's no different than anything else.
Amen.
And now, last thing, real quick. I've been trying to call you. Have you happened to listen to Jimmy Cephalitis on that
I mentioned yesterday, I heard some of the lowlights on the NFL Network there. They were showing the lowlights from the Dolphin-Patriot game from last week.
Have you heard?
They showed some of the calls from Jimmy Cephalitis, and I kept thinking to myself,
you fairy.
Yeah.
A worse announcer I have not heard. Absolutely
unqualified, and it fits perfect to that station now. Okay, and have a great day. Boy, this phone is doing some funky things today, you know?
By the way.
Yes?
Troy Stratford, Mach 3.
Well, that figures. Probably shaves his head with it, too. Hey, Troy. Yeah, when you finish shaving your head with that thing, it's amazing where you could stick that.
Rectum.
5670560, #560 on the Verizon Singular Wireless line. Like I'm going to stay. Troy Stratford, by the way, got me into buying this Dial body wash. That, well, this is the greatest. It's okay. There ain't no thing. Just another body wash. Just another bottle on my shelf, which, quite frankly, I didn't need one. It's all right. It's got like the little purple beads in it. Oh, that's right. Are you the guy or is it Miguel that gets all nervous about those little moisture beads?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Well, why not?
I don't know. It feels like I'm washing myself with sand or something.
That's the idea. Scrapes the masculinity right off your body, baby. What do you shave with? 331 votes. Boy, the votes are pouring in on this. This is something worth getting really aggravated about. My razor's better than yours is. Nah, 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 like that, you know?
Right.
You're a fuddy daddy. You're shaving. No, I'm glad the guy said good news because the good news is bad news. That is bad. Ooh. And then those were some of the first really disposable razors that came out. I mean, you know, this has been out for a long time. They suck. What do you shave with? Disposable razors, 107. The Mach 3 non-turbo, 73. The Mach 3 turbo, 67. Turbo. Electric razor, 52. I think I'm going to, like, dull the blades. I keep sticking that on the end of the mic. Other cartridge razors, 14, Chic Quattro 3, and old-fashioned blade razor 9. Oh, we probably should have put the old straight razor on there as opposed to the razor. You know what I mean by that? Like they use in a barbershop?
Yeah, but
when they get the lather going on your face, then they had that sharpener. You know what would you call that? It's like a belt. You know what I mean? Like
old-fashioned. No. Yeah, they use that still in some barbers.
Oh, I know they do. I know that. You know? I think of course, I haven't gone to the barber in a long time since I started shaving my head, but the barber I had here was a great barber, by the way. But he used that, and they take that thing, and you think they're either going to slit your neck or whatever. And that thing is just as sharp. You could just slice your kishkes out with that. 26 after 1. Speaking of slicing your kishkes out, don't forget the Momeister at 2.
This is Neil Rogers. Is 560 QAM.
He wants you to know that all of our poultry has been tested in the world's finest laboratories and is absolutely avian bird flu free. And to help ease your mind, every piece of chicken will be stamped with this picture of a little bird lying on its back, its feet sticking straight up in the air, surrounded by a circle with a slash through it. This tells you that the meal you get at KFC is absolutely avian bird flu free. Plus, for the next several weeks at every KFC, we'll have medical personnel standing by. And in the event someone keels over in front of their bucket of chicken, we'll be able to check them right then and there.
Hey, don't worry, folks. It wasn't the bird flu that got
clogged this fella. It was all them years of greasy food that clogged his arteries and gave him a heart attack. So no worries.
At KFC, we do cholesterol right.
130 at 560 WQM. We got 345 votes. Doesn't that like almost knock you right off your seat?
Yeah.
What do you shave with? Here's the great controversy of the new century. 345. Disposable razors, 110. Over 30%. Over 30. 31.
Absolutely.
Point
about 30, man.
8%. A Mach 3 non-turbo, 77. The Mach 3 turbo, 70. Electric razor, 52. I already put it away. I'm not playing with that no more. Other cartridge razors, 15. Old-fashioned blade razor, 11. And the Schick Quattro, 10.
Now, I did just call George. And
You called George?
I did. Just
on a day off, on his week off, you're bugging him at home?
That's all right.
And the only reason you're telling me is this is because he uses the Mach 3 or something.
No, I'm giving it to you. He uses disposables.
Yeah, give it to me.
He says he buys a big bag, like the 100 bag, because everybody in the family shaves and they all use the bag, so...
Everybody in the family shaves?
Yeah. Well,
like the little baby shaves?
Like the women with the legs and all of that. He's like, so I just buy the big bag and everybody can use the disposables, including himself.
I see. Well, he's got a budget himself. He's not like a big shot like you are. He's got a wife and two kids to support, one wanted and one unwanted. Well, I mean, one wanted and two unwanted. 5670560, pound 560 in the Verizon and Singular Wireless lines. The great razor controversy. I wonder what Dove shaves with.
You fairy.
WQAM, hello. QAM. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm 35. I use the Mach 3, definitely. I went to Boston last weekend and tried to use a regular single blade disposable. I was just hunking flesh of meat off my face.
Just in time for Thanksgiving. Good practice, man. Okay, thanks. He's getting ready to slice the turkey. To slice the bird. He was slicing chunks of skin off his face. That's beautiful. Conjures up a lovely image. WQAM, hello.
Hello, once again, Neil.
Speaking.
Hi, hey, Neil. Just wanted to know I use the Mach 3 as my choice of a blade.
Now, you're talking about the turbo or just the regular pedestrian?
No, the turbo, sir. The reason why, it's kind of funny. I used to use the other blade, but for some reason, the turbo does a better job. It's just, I don't know if it's a vibration or whatever.
Yeah, I think you like the vibration. You notice the nervous laugh here. He likes the vibration. Nothing wrong with that. We won't tell anybody.
But really quick, it's kind of funny. You also find something like that, I think it's a Quattro, that Schick Quattro.
Yeah.
Oh, the Schick is actually right. It's a piece of Schick. It's junk.
Okay, thanks. That was with the CK, he said. It's a piece of Schick.
That's right.
He said. That's fine. You don't like it. Well, maybe that's why it's in last place right now. Now, what exactly is that? I don't want to have to go in.
It has four blades.
Yeah, but it also, does it vibrate?
Oh, I don't know. I've never used it. I don't know.
Does it, like, write stuff on the wall? Does it spray out, like, magic elixir that'll give you the secrets of life? What does it do?
Who knows? It could be a laser.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but when I shave, all I want to do is shave. I mean, it's not the most exciting part of my life. It's a pain in the ass. But when you have these disposables, you can do it so fast. Although I will say that, too, with the other one. I got to be fair. The Mach 3 Turbo, it's a fast shave.
But it's about comfort, too.
Look, I'm trying to tell you. You admitted already you haven't used these new Gillette, the gray ones, okay? I am telling you, if you get one, just use them once, and you'll see it's like the difference between day and night. I am telling you, they're phenomenal. Light years ahead of the old Gillettes. That's crap. In fact, you know something? I went one day. This is how much I hate those older ones. And I'm not talking even about the ones the guy said before. What were those? The Gillette? Bad Time, Good Time,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
No, I got the other ones that come like in a little plastic, the cellophane case. And because they didn't have the good ones. And I looked at those and I thought to myself, I'm not going to use those. I can't. Those are horrible. So they're still sitting there in my bathroom in there, and I went the next day to a different drugstore, and I got me a bunch of the new ones. They're great. Why would I tell you they're great if they're not? Well, what have I got to gain? What's the point? Like I know something?
No.
Shaving is not like the world's most enjoyable experience, whether it vibrates or not, okay? All depending, of course, on where you're sticking it. WQAM, hello. QAM.
Yeah, good afternoon, Uncle Neil.
Yes, sir. Buenos dias.
29. I use electric razor.
Razor. Oh, my God.
My thing is, I want to know what the other guy uses, the other guy. I want to find out what he uses.
What guy?
Mo.
Oh, what Mo uses. Oh, well, maybe we'll find out.
Doi.
Yeah, maybe he'll come in and tell you what he uses. Is he in there yet?
I'll have to ask him. He might be. I haven't looked in the studio.
Now, it'd be interesting to find out about the head shaving. Now, do you think he did that himself? See, I'm curious about that. Because the one good thing about that sharper image thing that I use, that's a great piece, by the way.
I'm having Greeper ask Howard what he shaves with.
Oh, you don't want to ask him direct?
I'm all set.
You have to have an intermediary? I thought you asked him direct about the pizza that day.
Yeah, you know.
But you just rather have a buffer this time. I don't blame you. WQAM, hello. We have to test the waters and see what kind of mood he's in. QAM, hello.
Who do you think is uglier, Larry Bird or Joe Zagacki?
That guy was psychic. Can you believe that? Can you believe it?
Oh, I believe
that. That is a psychic caller. I cannot believe that.
Joe Zagacki sucks, okay?
Wait till he sees what tomorrow's poll is going to be. That's phenomenal. Although we already got it. We got this poll on there for like, this one's staying for a while. WQAM, hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Neil?
Sensational.
I think Mo uses Nair or Lady Schick.
Come on now.
You fool. Yeah, but seriously, I use the, what's the one? The one you just mentioned, the popular one? I can't remember the name because I'm nervous.
Mach 3.
That's right. But there's a place in downtown Fort Lauderdale called Mankind for Men. They do an awesome, like, straight shave. So, like, yeah. A 20-minute process. You got to go check it out. It's unbelievable.
Okay.
So, get on over there.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I'll get on over there right now.
Yeah, right up there in Toronto.
So, now what I was starting to say, though, about the guys that shave their head bald, completely bald, like Mo does, and Troy, is it's got to be, there has to be a regular razor in there somewhere. You can't possibly do that with, like, an electric piece of any kind.
No.
I mean, there are times if I'm in the right mood. I mean, I'll shave mine about as close to completely gone as possible, because then, being lazy, then you don't have to do it again for, like, 3 or 4 days.
Sure.
But it's just, there's still always a little fuzz, which is good. I'd rather have the fuzz. What's wrong with having a little fuzz up there? It's great.
Nothing.
Plus, of course, when you're in the wintertime, which it's about, you know what the temperature is here right now.
About 30, man.
Oh, my God. And it's sunny. It looks beautiful sitting here looking out the window. But I just know that, you know, even if you're going to put your toque on, in fact, oh, no, the temperature is exactly 30 right now.
About 30, man.
It's going to be getting ugly soon, right?
I beg your pardon?
It's going to be getting ugly real soon.
It's going to snow tomorrow on Thursday, yes. You would have to bring that up. Not as ugly as Joe Zagacki, but a French woman who's terrified of flying. This story I found just absolutely spectacular, because I've seen people on board planes, and I wonder about them.
Panicking?
A French woman who's terrified of flying admitted in an Australian court Monday that she drunkenly tried to open an airplane door mid-flight to smoke a cigarette.
What?
Sardine Helene Celis, 34, all those frogs, was placed on a good behavior bond after pleading guilty in Brisbane Magistrates Court to endangering the safety of an aircraft. She wanted to go for a walk. Celis was traveling on a Cathay Pacific flight from Hong Kong to the east coast city of Brisbane, Australia, Saturday, when the incident occurred at the start of a three-week Australian vacation with her husband. She walked toward one of the aircraft's emergency exits with an unlit cigarette and a lighter in her hand and began tampering with the door, but a flight attendant intervened and took her back to her seat. She wanted to go for a smoke, that's all. Her attorney says she has no memory of what happened on the flight and that she has a history of sleepwalking, but Magistrate Gordon Dean sternly warned the woman, "You must understand, if you're on a plane, you must behave yourself, bitch." Celis, who didn't speak in court, was aided by a translator, was placed on a $1,000 Australian bond. That's $734 U.S., meaning she'll have to pay that amount if she commits another offense in the next 12 months. She's out on good behavior. Don't do it again. I'm serious. I have seen people on planes on my European trips many a time that I wonder, they look a little, and they'll, like, look out, you know, the little window in the door?
Yeah.
And they'll stop there and look out that window. I'm thinking, you know, there's all the other windows by people's seats and everything. Why not go and look out those windows? I don't like people real close to the door on a plane. Call me a little crazy, but
hey, I'm
nevertheless. 21 till 2. Now, did we find out what the Mo Meister shaves with, or is he like a 9?
No, I guess we'll find out during the break.
Okay, that's something to stick around for.
This is Neil Rogers.
Or not.
This is 560 QAM. You're in the Supreme Court Pyramid Winner's Circle. For a spot on the nation's highest court, start the clock.
Oh, the Great Wall of China. Michael Moore.
Things you can see from outer space.
Right. Iraq. Ted Kennedy.
Visitor bomb.
Fairy tales. The New York Times.
Things you read.
You're a judge.
Things that aren't true.
Uh-huh. Diapers.
Things.
Carl Rove.
Things that leak.
Yes. Wayne Gretzky. Frosted Flakes. President Bush.
Things that are the greatest.
I bet we're going to, like, do over 400 votes on this thing before the top of the hour. Can you believe that?
I can.
388, that's pretty great. In addition to the 8-something else, we did, like, over 1,200 votes on the polls today. It goes to show you, if we took about 80 different polls every day, we'd get, like, 10 million votes.
That's right.
And then what does that mean? What do you shave with? Disposable razors, 120, still over 30%.
About 30, man.
Over 30 and a turd. The Mach 3 non-turbo 87. The Mach 3 turbo 77. So in other words, the only difference is you're telling me that the non-turbo doesn't have the vibrator.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Positive. Pretty sure.
Positive.
You're setting yourself up as the expert, and you're pretty sure, and you also never shave with what I'm using, but you're pretty sure. That's good. Electric razor, 56, way down the list. Other cartridge razors, 22. The Schick Quattro, 14. An old-fashioned blade razor, talk about strips of flesh, a dozen, a dirty dozen. That was beautiful.
By the way, Duff Daddy said he uses the Mach 3 also.
Well, okay, what do you, there, it proves it to me.
You fairy.
And now I'm going right back to my old disposable one. And what about Mo?
You know what, I didn't get to ask him because Robert and him are having a little talk in there, so I figured I didn't want to break that up.
We're having a little talk about what?
You know, the show, I'm sure.
Get out of here. What's going on that you're not telling us, huh? They're having a little chat, maybe a little...
They're getting a little, you know, producer-host meeting on, so I didn't want to break that up.
Yeah, likely story. WQAM, hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
40-year-old Julio.
Yes?
Use a Braun electric razor.
Wow.
And soap and a washcloth, too.
Soap and a washcloth. Boy, Fidel would be proud of you, man.
What can I tell you?
Okay.
Have a nice day.
Get with the program. See ya. There's a 40-year-old Julio. He's still, but you notice how guilty he feels about that, though? He can't help himself.
Yeah, there was, like, regret in his voice.
Yeah, no question about it. He wasn't, being defensive, just embarrassed.
By the way, you haven't mentioned either. Duff said that the trends come out tomorrow at 11:30.
Oh, jeez. Hey, just why? Why do we care about that? Okay, it's the day before Thanksgiving. Is that going to give us something to be thankful for? We're dropping off a pretty good July, by the way. I just thought I'd mention that. Duff. Hey, Duff.
You fairy.
We're dropping off a pretty good July, so don't get your expectations up too much. We got a real nice, solid September in here. September was
rock solid.
WQAM, hello.
Hey, Neil, how are you today?
Pretty good, Pally.
42, and I use a Gillette Atra Plus. I think that's what you were talking about earlier.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it has the pivoting head and it has the strip across the top.
Right, the gray one.
Yeah, and it's nice and slippery, and it does a good job, actually.
When it's nice and slippery.
Yeah, I'd like to try this other. What's winning the poll right now?
What's winning the poll? Disposable razors, which includes a whole bunch of them.
Oh, God.
You're talking about the Mach 3 is what you're thinking.
No, it's definitely Atra Plus, and it's
no,
really...
No, but I'm saying you'd like to try. Maybe you want to try the Mach 3, the one that's with the vibrator on it.
Mach 3 Turbo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the pencil-thin vibrator.
There you go.
Thanks, Neil.
See you, Pally. Recommended by our former friend Jeff Cohen, no doubt. He likes those vibrating things. WQAM, hello.
Talk to Neil.
Speaking.
Yeah, 35-year-old Julio. I use the cheap blue ones on my face, but I use the daisies around the package.
All right. There we go. That's one of Joe Costello's buddies. In fact, they used to, like, shave each other. WQAM, hello.
Here you go. Yep. I bought a body wash last night from Target. St. Ives. Know that one?
Apricot?
Huh?
St. Ives Apricot?
Yeah, something like that. I haven't used it. The lady was telling me, well, you'll use it up in like a week or two.
No, not when you use the... No chance.
I said maybe 5 or 6 months.
Yeah, when you use the scrungy. Okay, whatever. Well, who knows what his story is? I think he just wants to drink it. 5670560. Actually, it might be pretty good, that apricot stuff. Good for you. Got a lot of, like, vitamin C in it. 408 votes on the poll. I am just blown away by that. It's just phenomenal. You see, this is the kind of crap that, we can all relate to it. You don't have to have an opinion. It's sure. Just, what are you doing? What are you using? Huh?
Yeah.
Now, wait till we do the one on use Edge, use Barbasol. Oh. And, of course, you don't have to worry about any of them because you use that nasty electric razor.
And, unfortunately, we're not going to get Mo's answer because I guess he's not going to tell us.
Well, that sounds a little bit cranky to me. Is he got on the wrong side of bed today?
Well,
I mean, he's not going
to
tell us.
I was told that because we wanted to know on this show, he wasn't going to say. That's what I was told.
In other words, it's a deep, dark secret? Is that the idea? Because we want to know on this show, on this evil show?
I guess so.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I blame the show that follows us for all the bad shaves I've had in my lifetime. All the times I've nicked myself and had to put that, like, Kleenex on my lip. I blame the show that follows us for that. Can't you follow the logic of that? Boy, he is really just a miserable old bastard, you know? WQAM, hello.
Uncle Neil.
Yes, sir.
46 disposables all the way, buddy. Hey, listen. One thing. Yesterday I was listening to Mo. And he refers to Hank as gutless and you as humorless.
Yeah.
Did
I'm humorless,
that?
Right. Here's a guy that won't even tell us what razor he shaves with. I'm humorless, yeah. Right. 5670560. He must be getting surly again. I didn't say we didn't have any other spy reports about that. Must be that time of the month again, okay? Oh, that's right. The trends are coming out tomorrow. That's the time of the month. I forgot what time it was. It gets him all whipped up into a frenzy. We'll be sure and give you those trends, although we don't get any hour by hour, so we can't, like, go to town. WQAM, hello.
Hey, Neil. 35 years old. I use a Mach 3 on the face, and I'd like to use a big Louisville Slugger on Moe's package. Thank you, sir.
Oh, no. That's bad. See, now he's just turning the audience against him again by being a hard ass. When is this man ever going to learn?
No.
No, I don't think so. No, Mo. Just ain't going to. Well, that's all right. Let's see. He's going to be on tomorrow, but he will not be on Thursday. And who's on Friday? No Curtis on Friday. So he's got a nice short week. You'd think he'd be like in a little chipper mood. It's Thanksgiving time. Nice short week. Nice schedule. No chance. Just hostile. WQAM, hello.
Hey, Smoothie. Get the turkey and dressing for the pizza. Do-do-do-do-y.
WQAM, hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I use the Mach 3 and forget those plastic things.
Okay, I'll forget them. During the break, I'm going to go in there and see if it's the Astra. I don't really pay that much attention. Is it the AstraZeneca? Is that what it is?
The what?
My disposable razors in there. Did you let something out? This guy said it's Astra. Okay, Astra. Extra, Astra. Who knows?
Astra.
WQAM, hello.
Hey, the heck with body wash. I use lava soap on my genital warts.
Oh, great. Sounds really appetizing. Thank God it's past our lunchtime. WQAM, hello. What's new, Pally?
Hey.
QAM. Yes, sir.
The thing with those disposables, they give you a close shave, but they nick the shit out of you.
Yeah, right.
Well said, sir. Too bad it could be on the air.
That was cute. Yeah, it was. He said they nicked the Schmidt out of you, is what he said.
The Schick.
The Schick is what he said. That's correct. Schick. As in Schick Blue Blades and Gillette Blue Blades and Schick Razors, etc. Pretty soon, Joyce is going to say we can't say Schick no more, but she's already said that. Be careful how you articulate and eraculate and enunciate, because otherwise we're in deep doo-doo. WQAM, hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I just wanted to let them know that I used the disposal.
How old are you?
I'm 42.
How old?
42.
42. Well, by Josh's standards, you're like his grandpa, so you know.
Hey, who's the what? The what?
I said, have a great day, Pally. Happy Thanksgiving. 5670560. Are we going a little bit too fast? Is that what the problem is? I see. So, in other words, there is a hostility even just asking what kind of razor he uses?
That's what I hear. I didn't ask him. I asked Robert.
I just don't get it. I mean, how is it possible, even if you hated somebody like poison, which obviously is the case, but nevertheless, I mean, that is as antisocial and hostile as it can possibly be. Well, I'm wounded and deep. That has destroyed my day. Do you believe it?
No.
You're right. 152 at QAM, the surly Molemeister, the old pizza thief himself at 2, and then we got Geldy and Bo for the Mad Dog at 4. Hurricanes warm up at 7. Hurry up and change the dial at that hour. North Carolina A&T against UM basketball. That sounds like a real barn burner, and the Eddie Kaplan show follows that. How do you like to follow that game?
This is Neil Rogers. This is 560 QAM.
Off those checkered pants.
Now, see here, I ain't never said no. I get very annoyed about me saying doy. I ain't never said doy. They should be using it like doy, and they ought to pay me by the doy. Doy, 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 doy.
Hire Harry!
it everywhere I go.
You always say joy.
I don't say joy. But this one, I'm not able to forget about my terrific.
Okay, 157, I got the package in my hand right now, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
And it says, it's not Astro, it's Gillette Custom Plus Pivot with a soft ultra grip and extra lubricating power with natural oils. Brand new.
Well, I'll be for you.
Soft ultra grip. So, yeah, obviously, you've never used this. You've probably never even seen the package in the store.
You're probably right.
So I'd go look for the right package is what I would do. I'm serious. They're gray and they're black, and they're fantastic. And, yeah, they only got two blades, but they got that little strip on the top.
Okay.
And they got the extra lubricating natural oils. You ready for that?
I'm ready.
So you want to shave, like, not just your head and your face, but your
rectum.
Right, anywhere. You don't have to worry about it because it's got the extra lube in the tube. In the
tube.
Right. So there you go. That's what I'm using. And I'm not changing. I changed my mind. There's no reason in the world for me to go over and buy any more Mach 3, Mach Schnell. I got the one you'd said. And like you said, if I don't want to turn on the little vibrator, I don't have to do it.
Right.
I can shave without. I'm going to try that tomorrow and see how it works out. I don't like it. Okay, we asked today, what do you shave with? And this all came about. Our original poll had to do with something much less important, religion. And obviously it's headgear and what people shave with that makes the world go around and why people hate each other. Like the Jews and the Arabs, for example. What do you shave with? 445 votes. Now, is that spectacular or what? This is something they're, like, obsessed about. Disposable razors, 140. That seems to lead the way. 142, just 31.6%, by the way. I just mentioned that in passing. Mach 3 non-turbo, 102. Mach 3 turbo, 84. The vibrating crowd. Electric razor, 65. Way down there in fourth place, Josh. I don't want to make you feel like you're out on a limb.
Don't worry.
Electric razor, 65. Other cartridge razors, 26. Schick Quattro, 16. And old-fashioned blade razors, the ones that'll just skin your neck and your face and your ears, your earlobes, 14 out of 449. Well, now that's good to see those last two. And the guy said the other one, the Schick Quattro, is Schick, is what he said.
Crap.
Now, what is it? It's just got four blades, is what you're telling me?
Yeah, it's got four.
It has four blades. Well, speaking of four, stand by for Moe. Because he ain't telling us what he's shaving with because he's extra surly today. You've heard of extra crispy chicken and extra pepperoni and sausage on your pizza. But he's in an extra surly mood, so it ought to be a hell of a 2 hours today.
Bye, bye, bye!